Blog Talk Radio.
Safely stash all weed and blunts.
Is there anyone here?
What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? Hey, what, honey? Spit it out your mouth. What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? Keep it, what, honey? Spit it out your mouth.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure by now you know how this works. I'm reloading! Hey everybody, welcome to the show. Welcome to K100 Internet Radio, you dig? I'm your host, Blizzum. You feel what I'm saying? How you doing? Yeah, I got static in my damn sound effects today, man. What the hell is up with that? Anyway, welcome everybody to the show, man. K100 Internet Radio, episode 106. We're going to get to it. We're going to get it cracking. You understand what I'm saying? It's going to be a pretty fun day, a pretty fun time. You know what I mean? Temp sex, the quick fix. Y'all already know the drill. You feel me? You know how this works. You know what I mean? I want to welcome everybody to the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to call into the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to call into the show. Welcome everybody that's listening to me via www.blogtalkradio.com/K-100. You feel what I'm saying? Welcome everybody that's listening to the podcast. After the fact, if you can't tune into the live show. Once again, if you are listening to me on the podcast, I want to remind you of our show schedule. It's Monday through Thursdays, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, okay? So that's what you can catch us live if you listen to the podcast. But welcome everybody that's listening to me live via the phones, via the web. You know what I mean? Thanks for tuning into the show. Really appreciate it. Going strong, over 10,000 downloads and plays, over 100 episodes of K100 Internet Radio. Going to do me another fun show tonight to end out the week, because after this week's elections and everything that's happened and basically the country turning back into want to revert back into some old shit instead of want to progress and move forward. I don't feel like talking about serious shit this week. I did have one serious show this week, but I'm just going to have me a little bit of fun. And that's why we're going to do episode 106, Temp Sex, the Quick Fix. I know, Blizzum. I know you try. But hey, at the end of the day, we all know I do more serious shows than I do shows about but the thing about it is, everybody, you got to understand, it's the station I'm trying to get stats up, trying to make power moves, and sadly to say, these are the shows, these kind of shows, those are the shows that get my highest ratings. We love drama, black people. We love drama, right? We love Housewives, Fantasia, and all that. So, no, not surprising that, that these kind of shows are my most popular shows, all right? Gonna murk Blog Talk Radio. Cutting off my damn show last night and my after party. I know I'm scheduled for 2 hours Blog Talk, but everybody knows that Blog Talk allows you that third hour of not streaming but phone time, and they cut my show off about 15 minutes into my after party. Damn it. 347-934-0966. That's the number to call into the show. 347-934-0966, that's the number to call into the show. Welcome on this kind of rainy, chilly Thursday on in Atlanta, Georgia, where we're broadcasting from. But I still want to welcome you. Want to remind you once again, if you're an artist and you know you're an artist and you want to get your music, or if you're an artist or you know an artist and you want to get your music played on K100 Radio, all you need to do is send your music in an MP3 format to K100radio@gmail.com. That's the letter K, the number 100, radio@gmail.com. Send it to me in an MP3 format, and we spin hip-hop, R&B. You know, we'll do pop. We'll do a little bit of spoken word if it's not too long. You feel what I'm saying? I'm not playing country or hard metal. I'm Urban Station, but I don't play the big names, although people want me to, but I'm not playing the big names. I try to keep it to the independents. I might start throwing some big names in there, man. If it's really dope, it's really dope. Really underground. You feel me? I'm not going to play the shit you hear on the radio. I'm going to try and find like a B-side cut. You know what I mean? And I might start playing B-side cuts to some of my favorite artists, the ones people never really listen to. I might start running those. I just don't feel like going through it about my podcast eligibility and iTunes and all that. They really be having a fit if you play the big-time artists, because technically you're supposed to be playing them royalties because this is radio. Even though it's not on your FM dial, it's considered radio, it's considered media. So anytime I play T.I. or Jeezy or whatever the hell you like, I'm supposed to be paying these guys. And we all know that's just not going to fucking happen. That's my problem. See, I'm trying to expand and go big, and I don't want to get up, grow big, and then come back and get sued for everything I fucking make. I don't want to have to get kicked off of iTunes for that. But you can get kicked off of iTunes for copyright infringement, for playing songs and not paying our royalty. If you must know why I don't spin them. That's why I keep it to the independents. The independents want me to play the music. They show me love. They send it to me. They tell me to play it. I keep the emails just to make sure they don't try and come back no funny shit later. That's basically what it is. But once again, if you're an artist and you know an artist, send your music to K100Radio at gmail.com in the MP3 format, and I'll get it on the show. Moving right along, I want to remind you that I'm on MySpace. I want to remind you that I'm on iTunes. I want to remind you that I'm on Facebook. You can listen to the show through the player that's on my MySpace page. You can listen to the show from the free podcast that's on subscribe to the free podcast. If that comes up, that's after the fact, not live, on iTunes. All right. So in case you missed the episode or you want to keep up with all the episodes, just subscribe to the podcast version on iTunes of K100 Radio. Just go to the iTunes store online, type in K100, and it'll send you to the page. And when you see the middle finger up, which is our logo, a middle finger, then you know that's us. Hit the subscribe button, and it's totally free. You feel what I'm saying? And basically, you know, you'll get all the episodes downloaded to your phone automatically, back-to-back. You know, it automatically updates every time you launch the iTunes software or plug in your iPhone or whatever. It'll update it and download it to your phone if you have your phone set or your iPod or whatever. So it's real cool. I actually use that as my way of keeping my episodes mobile with me. If I want to take them with me and listen to a past episode or whatever while I'm on the go, I put them on my iPod. That way I sync it up. I just plug my iPod in and hit sync, and it's already downloaded to my iTunes account and all that kind of stuff for free. You know what I mean? So it's the best way to keep up with the show if you want to keep up with us outside of the live venue. If you can't listen to me live, Monday through Thursdays from 8 to 10 p.m. All right? And myspace.com/K100Radio. And if you're on Facebook, please be my friend, Blizzum. I'm the host, by the way, just in case you didn't know. My name is Blizzum. B-L-I-Z-M. Google it. All right? Look for me on Facebook, Blizzum. And also look for K100 on Facebook. Like the fan page. Like my music page. And become my friend on Facebook, man. I love to keep in touch with you outside of the show. I'm a Facebook, Twitter guy. I tweet everywhere. Twitter.com/Blizzum, @Blizzum, B-L-I-Z-M once again. I tweet. I'm a social networking guy from the internet. I've got an internet-based radio show, so anything less will be uncivilized. Now, moving right along. 347-934-0966. Once again, 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. You feel what I'm saying? Let me go ahead and get crackalacking and get to talking about episode 106. Dang, I'm getting up there, man. Episode 106. Ah, good old sex talk, huh? Episode 106. Temp sex. The quick fix. Now, I want to remind everybody, that what I'm talking about tonight is something that you're going to be doing and we're going to be talking about that has nothing to do with trying to find a spouse, trying to find a boyfriend, a girlfriend. This is not about somebody you want to spend the quote-unquote rest of your life with. This is about temp sex. You know, this is like having a temp job. You know, when you go to a, if you're unemployed or whatever, you just need to make some money. You need to have some income coming in. Well, what you do is you go get a temp job. You feel what I'm saying? You know, it's not really a career. It's not really something that you're going to be doing for the rest of your life. You feel me? But you go get it temporarily to hold you over until you can go to school or do whatever it is that you're trying to do. You feel what I'm saying? So with that being said, I'm talking about temp sex. Once again, this is not what you're going to go by. This is not a discussion that I'm trying to put you up on to find your husband or wife. This is just to get you laid. All right? Plain and simple, people. Just to get you laid. This is not a handbook to find the right one. So, I'm going to go ahead and read the synopsis of the show. Welcome, everybody, to the phone line. 347-934-0966 is the number to tune in to the show. All right? I'm going to read the synopsis of the show, and we're going to get right in it. Welcome, everybody, via the internet, too, also. Episode 106. Getting laid and waiting for the right one. You know what I'm saying? I've asked this question 1,000 times. Is it better to go without getting laid and waiting for the right one? Or go ahead and get in with somebody who might not be the first option, but is the option that's available to you? If you choose to go ahead and do the damn thing with someone who is available, this, my friend, is what is known as temp sex. Yep, temp sex. Now, let's be clear. I'm not advocating being a hoe and just smashing any and everything that falls through your path. But as we all well know, I'm also firmly, and I repeat, firmly against going without one of life's sweetest and most enjoyable pleasures, which is sex. Now, if you don't feel like sex is one of life's most pleasures, by all means, hang the fuck up. But if you do, like 99% of the population feel that way, please stay and hang around. Sometimes circumstances make it difficult to find a suitable suitor of your liking to partake in this act. It may be a problem of scheduling, demographics, or a combination of the two, and then some more shit. So some people have very limited viable options to scratch that certain itch, you dig? You know, you may live in a small-ass town where everybody know everybody, and everybody in the fuck everybody, and their cousins and shit, and you just tired of goddamn circulating goddamn dick and pussy. You feel what I'm saying? You know, maybe you're in overseas in the military. Y'all stationed in some remote motherfucking bubble fuck ass damn station, and it's only like a couple of slim pickings around that motherfucker. It's a million reasons why you really can't get to the one you want or the type of person that you want, and it may be months until you can. So what you gonna do? You're gonna play with yourself for months and months, a year. You gonna go that long without getting any? Well, this, my friend, this is the solution. This is the show for you. Sometimes, like I said, it's hard to get to the one you want. You feel what I'm saying? Sometimes you have to reconsider your mandates and soften them just a bit to accomplish what is ultimately the real goal if you are not looking to jump the broom ASAP. A good lay. Once again, sometimes you have to reconsider your mandates and soften them just a bit to accomplish what is ultimately the real goal, and that's getting laid. All right? When Mr. and Mrs. Wright is not available, then you must, in fact, settle for Mr. or Mrs. right now. It just may have to damn do for you, all right? So here goes the questions of the night, and I'm going to go to the phone lines. Do you think temp sex is a good idea based on what I've said it is? What are some things that you will be able to compromise a little bit for in order to go through with an act of temp sex? If you are still on that level, how do you feel about using one of your exes for the temp sex? Sex with the ex? We'll get into that. Have you ever considered having temp sex with someone who was really supposed to be just a friend? If you have had some temp sex, has it ever turned into more than that? Meaning, it was supposed to be just temp sex, and somehow that's your goddamn wife and your baby mama. I don't know why they do that. I don't know. Actually, yes, I do. I got a kid like that. What was the best temp sex you ever had? Remember, all of your standards about what a person has to be in order for you to be with them and be a mate is irrelevant in this conversation. I'm not asking you what the fuck He need to be your man or your woman or your wife. God damn it. Pay attention. This is just to get you laid. So we can soften those stances a little bit, okay? All the temp sex partner needs to do is be able to lay that motherfucker down good. That's it. That's pretty much all he needs to be able to do, ladies. Yeah. He's not going to be your husband. You ain't trying to marry this nigga. Fellas, you ain't trying to marry that hoe. You just need to get you some. Temp sex, episode 106. Let's get into it. 347-934 is the number to call into the show. 347-934-0966, my bad, is the number to call into the show. All right? I think I got my homie Nooney Jr. on the line. I'm going to go ahead and open up his line first. Nooney, what's popping, homie?
What's up, homie?
Thanks for calling the show, dog. Went ahead and jump straight to you. I seen you was one of the first people that called in, you know what I'm saying? They probably going to straggle in a little bit.
Yeah, that's how they do me, man. They wait last 20 minutes, 300 people call in.
Yeah, you know how it is. They've been a little bit better about it, you feel what I'm saying, as of late. But just like last night, I had about 7 people call in with 5 minutes left. I'm like, man, y'all know. And then Blog Talk cut off my damn after party time. They just shut me off. They ever did you like that?
Yeah, sometimes they do it like 2 minutes after that thing go. 2 minutes.
God damn. It cut my ass straight the fuck off. All right, anyway, you heard what I'm talking about, man. Episode 106, temp sex. Now, do you get what I'm saying when I say temp sex? This is not a motherfucker that you're trying to wife up everything.
You know, you meet at the club, she look good, you going to fuck her. You want to bust a nut, period.
Yeah. You know she a hoe. We know she a hoe, fellas. Ladies, you
know
he
ain't. It
don't
matter if she a hoe. Like, you know, she ain't the one you want to be with. You know what I'm saying?
Right. It don't matter. Well, yeah, even if she ain't a hoe. Even if she's just not the type for you that you're going to be with forever. You know what I'm saying? It had nothing to do with goddamn going on and on. Now, this whole discussion came from off my Facebook page today. One of my Facebook friends was like, man, you know, they really need to get laid or whatever. You know what I'm saying? And they were sexually frustrated. And I'm like, man, shit. I mean, you might have to soften your stance a little bit if you need to get laid. You know what I'm saying? Every nigga that you're going to fuck, you know what I'm saying, ain't going to necessarily be husband material. But goddamn it, months and months without no dick. I mean, I'm like, damn, baby, you only hurting your motherfucking self. That's all I try to tell him. And that's what I'm having
that's
this motherfucking show about. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? So I'm going to ask you a couple of questions, you know what I'm saying? And I'm going to open up the lines and see if anybody else get on the lines and we will talk to them. You feel what I'm saying? First and foremost, I know I'm almost betting, you know what I'm saying, that you're going to answer all these questions pretty much close to where I'm going to answer them. You feel what I'm saying? I ain't got to ask you, do you think temp sex is a good idea? We already know that. You feel what I'm saying?
I think sex, period, is a great idea.
Right. Any kind of sex. Temp sex, wifey sex, whatever, sex. I like it all. I'm like you, dog. Real talk when it comes to that. What are some things that you'll be able to compromise, though, when it comes down to temp sex? What are some things that normally, you know what I'm saying, if you really was thinking about kicking with a bra, hell no. But when it comes to just some little temp sex, just something to goddamn hold you over to, you can find the right one. Is there anything?
I'm going to be honest with you, man. You know what I'm saying? When it comes down to just busting a nut and don't nobody see me, man, like, I do a big girl. I'm not saying I wouldn't have a relationship with a big girl, because I would have a relationship with any girl that's going to treat me right.
Right.
But as far as when I'm just fucking you, if I'm just fucking the girl, you got to be fine if I'm just fucking you. But at the same time, if I ain't had none in 6 months or 6 weeks or whatever the case is, whatever too long for me is, then, I mean, if the chick can get my thing hard and if she don't stink, let's do it.
About that. That's the one thing where we got. If she's smelling, is she fucking looking funny or smelling? I don't give a damn. I'm gonna have to pass on that temp sex right there. That's where I'm gonna have to draw the cutoff at.
Did you hear what I said though?
Yeah. Exactly. No. I understand.
Okay. Yeah, because I said if she don't stink.
Yeah, that's what I said. If she don't stink. Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. All right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like, pussy don't have a face for me. You know, you already heard me say that before.
Right.
Now, that's not saying that I want to have sex with Medusa, but sometimes the Medusa-looking chick be fine as hell. Her body be amazing.
You, man, it's so many of them motherfuckers in Atlanta, man. God. Man. I don't know, man.
Motherfucker look like Jabba the Hutt in the face, but they got a Serena Williams, Beyonce booty. You feel me?
Hey, if it's temp sex, they can make a cut. You know what I'm saying? I know, ladies. It sounds like we have no standards, do it. I know. It's just temp sex. This is not your wifey. This is not going to be your girlfriend. This is to get you by until you can find that right one. What about using an ex for temp sex, Nooney? What you think about that?
I think, now I'm going to answer this two different ways. For a man, I think it's cool unless the chick is real crazy.
True.
If she mentally understands that, okay, this is just what it's going to be, you know, we done dealt with each other years and years and months, I'm going to hold you down until you get straight, you hold me down until I get straight. But I think now for a woman, a lot of the games have changed. Men stalk women more now than women stalk men.
Yeah. What's up with
nowadays,
that? Why you think that is?
Men,
what's up with that?
Because the whole society has changed. You know, man used to be powerful. Now women in power. You know, and I'm not saying that women ain't never been strong, but women were more of the support. Now women run shit. Women tell a nigga to get on his knees and pay everything and suck the pussy and like that's what it is now. Women are buying drinks now for niggas. Women are fucking niggas. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like society changed.
Ah man, what the fuck is wrong with us, bro? So what if
like,
it's
like,
what,
hey,
if it's, just, what is the female?
If it's a female, I think she should stay away from her ex.
Because
the nigga will kill her ass and he'll go crazy. He'll start falling back in love with her and think it's his. Like that's how it is around where I've been at lately. I've been seeing these niggas been cutting up. See when Pimp C was alive, we was on that shit, but now Soulja Boy and Bow Wow and them, they done changed the game, man. They changed the game.
You go fan on Soulja Boy and Bow Wow? They changed,
yeah,
they
like,
made these niggas act like this? Is that who did it?
I never let a bitch let a Bow Wow me because I'm a hood nigga. You feel me? Like Pimp C was telling hoes, the dick ain't free, bitch. You gotta buy me It's a Miyake and pay my motherfucking Cadillac car insurance, bitch. Get this
rest
dick.
In peace.
That's
to rest in peace. Rest in peace to one of the greatest. You're right. It might be different when it comes down to that to men and women. We'll see when I start opening up these phone lines. I'm gonna see which one of the sexes actually say it's a good idea to use the ex for temp sex more
I
or not.
I think that the women better be fearing for their life messing with these crazy ass niggas. Now that's only if the nigga crazy, but most niggas are crazy. They are crazy. niggas be cutting their wrists over a chick, man. Cutting themselves with ice picks and jumping in front of metro buses, bro. Where they do that at?
All right. Next question, you know what I'm saying? What about temp sex with somebody who's supposed to be just a friend? She's supposed to be just your friend now. You know what I'm saying? You ain't supposed to kick it with her. What you think?
Once again, it depends on the person. I have had temp sex with some women who don't make no fuss, and they do what they do when it's time to do it, and they don't make no fuss. They be around me, and they don't say nothing. But then I've had temp sex with some people who I was very close to, very close to. Some of them have called into your show. And now, you know that song with the song, we can never be friends again, or however that shit go, that's how it is now.
It is? Just because you had sex with him. So officially, so you saying it depends on the person. Like you got to take it from person to person, huh?
Right, but for if we gonna vote on it, if you gonna get the Nooney Jr. vote, I'm saying if I'm gonna be a kind-hearted person that cares about her feelings, I'm gonna say no. But if I don't give a fuck and I'm just a dog and I don't give a fuck if she catches feelings or not, I'm gonna say yes. Just go ahead and fuck every friend you can. But I got deep down, I have a good heart, and I'd rather not hurt somebody than hurt them. I'd rather, you know, just stay away from them.
Right.
These girls do not know how to act. They're probably going to say niggas don't know how to act. And that might
maybe
be true, but I know how to act. I know how to fucking act.
Right. Now, I'm going to tell you now, man. I don't know, man. I got some homegirls, man, and some of the shit, they be goddamn, you know what I'm saying? Let me read some of the texts these niggas be sending me shit, man. And you right, man. Niggas really be on some bitch shit nowadays, man. Some of these niggas are stalkers. Some of these niggas be crying and whining like hoes. I be like, man, it's sickening, dog. You know what I'm saying? So you ain't really too far off the mark, you know what I'm saying, with this particular line of questioning. The next question is, have you ever had temp sex with somebody and then it turned into more than that. Like maybe she ended up being your girl or ended up goddamn being your baby mama or some shit.
Shit, shit ass.
Hey. All right, let us hear it. We got the phone lines getting out. I'm coming to the phone line. I see people calling in now. Well, let me hear it, though. What happened? What happened with that temp sex? I mean, it started out it was supposed to be temp sex, and then what the fuck happened?
Rest in peace to my baby mama, my fiance, you know what I'm saying, Mary.
Uh-huh.
Check it out, homie. We was just supposed to, like, we always wanted to fuck each other from little kids. I'm talking about we always wanted to kiss each other and touch each other. It just was, we were just some horny-ass kids, you know?
Uh-huh.
And, like, all we were supposed to do, we had dad that when we got 12, or really like 11, we was gonna try to have sex. You know, we had been trying, but, like, official sex, like, nothing. You know, 12, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Like, she was the first. And, like, I don't know if you call that temp sex or kid sex or friend sex, but it turned into way more. It turned into a lifelong love story between me and her until she passed. So,
well, I don't know, Nooney. I'm sorry that she passed. You know what I'm saying? That is real sad. You know what I'm saying? Such a young age. But really, really, bro, that's not temp sex. That's the first love. I'm not even gonna put that into this conversation. Really.
Okay. Well,
you know what I'm saying?
What?
That's not the same thing.
I had sex with one of your callers named Miss Georgia. She calling every now and then. And we were just supposed to, you know, just do what we did, and it did turn into more. It turned into love and strong feelings. Oh, I hope she ain't on the line.
Damn it, man! I hope she ain't on the line.
Hey, it is what it is. I have bust ass wide open.
Okay, that's the next question. So, but it turned into more than that. All right, what was the best temp sex you ever had?
What was the best
temp sex you ever had?
Oh man, I gotta say that girl to hey, all I'm gonna say is South Park Houston, man. Hey, bro, this girl, me and her went probably from 12 to 8 in the morning, bro. You know what I'm saying? This girl had me buzzed about 7 times, man. I was done. I was out of there. You heard me? I was done. I'm talking about, bro. She sucked me, made me nut like 4 times. You feel me?
Damn, she raw as a motherfucker then. What'd
yeah,
you
she
say?
A
what,
beast.
Wait a minute. Let me make sure.
What,
let me. Who is it now?
Tarnisha.
I don't know her. She didn't call the show?
Hey, she on the line.
Oh, shit.
You need to push one.
If she on the line, I'm finna goddamn find her ass out of these damn numbers. We got a lot of people listening. Hit the number one if you're on the line. Damn
that
it, man.
Said. Hey, if I ever had sex with you, if you don't call in and push number one, I'm gonna put you out there.
All right. Nooney from the Nooney Junior Show, man. This is my homie, man. He has a Blog Talk radio station too. I'm gonna go ahead and let you give out your information, man. Then I'll let you give it out again as more people get on the line. But give out your information to the people that's on the line right now, how to get to your show.
Add me on Facebook. Noonie is the first name, Junior is the last name, JUNIOR. All you got to do is add me, and I promise you, just put that you're a K100 supporter, and I will know exactly how to guide you to my show, because I do get a lot of requests, and I don't be knowing where they be coming from. So add me, Nooney Jr., Noonie. The next name is Junior, JUNIOR, on Facebook. I will accept you. I don't care if you're gay. I don't care if you're straight. I don't care if you're black, white, fat, ugly, pretty, rich, poor, black. It don't matter. Holla at me. Savage life.
All right, homie. I'm going to leave your mic line open. I'm going to go to the next caller that's on the line. Episode fucking 106, man. Temp sex. Yes. Temp sex, the quick fix. We're not talking about who you're going to marry and all this shit. We're talking about, damn it, you horny, you need to get laid. You understand what I'm saying? It's like you need a temp job sometime when you broke and you need to get some income going in. It may not be where you're going to want to be for your career, but goddamn it, you got to get it in. So we're talking about temp sex. Next person on the line was Shay. Shay, what's happening, baby?
What's up? What's up?
What's going on? Thanks for calling the show again. I appreciate it.
Rent
you feel what I'm saying?
Rent my booty.
You hear Nooney? He said, you got a rent money booty, Shay.
Permission. I told him, like, I gave him hell about that, making that song and get my permission.
Oh, man. right. Let's go ahead and dive right into it so I can make sure I grab everybody as they're calling in. First question, Shay. How do you feel about team sex? First of all, do you think it's a good idea?
Yes, because everybody needs a little sex in their life. You will go crazy without some sex. I'm telling you, you got to have a little piece somewhere.
I love you, baby.
You got to get some sex.
What about me? Because you got some people who say, man, you know, you don't want to just give it, quote unquote. See, my thing is, listen, everybody. My thing is, some people say, well, I don't want to just give it up to nobody who, quote unquote, worthy and blah, blah. Look, I'm not telling you to drop your standards all the way down to zero. I'm just saying, you're going to have to, this ain't somebody that you're planning on marrying. This ain't somebody that you're going to spend the rest of your life with. This is somebody who, goddamn, is cool enough, or you feel like ain't crazy enough, and it can get you ready, get you hot.
Listen.
Yeah.
Like, honestly, if you live in a city, I know everybody don't live in a big city, but if you live in a city that has over 100,000 people, you don't really have to drop your set. It's enough people that's better than you that will fuck you.
Yeah.
I don't understand that. Like I don't know. Okay, now if you live in a city that only has 600 people, then yeah, maybe you got to go fuck an ox or something. But like, if you live in Houston, Texas, there's no excuse. There's no excuse. You can find a woman that makes $200,000 who might not be good enough for marriage, but shit, $200,000 is good enough, baby. My money make me come. Money make me come. All
right. Right. But see, the thing about it is, and the person that started this whole idea for this show today was somebody that's from my hometown. You know, I'm from Panama City, Florida. And Panama City is a small town. You feel what I'm saying? It's not really big.
Y'all got tourism, though, man. It's free coming through all the time.
Yeah?
Get the fuck out of here.
I'm just saying.
Tell her to kill herself.
When she calls into the show, I'm going to suggest that she, in fact, kill herself. Because she can go ahead and go out to the beach and goddamn catch one of them goddamn new people on the beach. That's what you're saying, basically.
Spring break, Panama City. Are you serious? Come on.
Well, that's who started. She said it's slim pickings. Let me go ahead and get back to Shay. Shay, you said it's a good idea. What are some things that you would compromise in order to go through with an attempt sex? Meaning, this person may not you wouldn't put up with this attribute or whatever from this person if you were trying to really kick it with them, but you will if it's just about getting laid.
Okay, we don't have to be, you know, on that personality thing. We don't have to be matched up, you know, exactly personality-wise. This don't have to be somebody that, you know, I can deal with their shit day in and day out because I'm only going to see them for a little bit. You know, they got to be decent in the face. They still got to have to be a decent type person. They still going to have, you know, no diseases, you know, the basic stuff like that. But they got to be somebody that I need to be keeping around, you know, for a long term, because that's not what they're there for. Because, you know, when something better come along, they're going to be gone anyway, so it don't really matter.
Yeah, you're right. So basically, they just need to be kind of halfway decently attractive and cool enough to have a conversation with, and that's a wrap.
That's it. And I mean, basically, they just need to be the kind of person that if something was to pop up and a baby was to come up, I wouldn't hate to see that face every day, basically.
Can I ask a question?
Go ahead.
I don't want to jump to the later questions, but if the guy is cool enough to be your homeboy or be your friend, is he good enough to have sex with just for temporary purposes?
Yeah, you know what though, you got to be careful with that because you know some friends they don't know how to deal with that crossing the other line kind of
thing. Listen, hold on, listen, you jumping. I didn't even want to get that far. I'm sorry. Listen, all I want to know, if he's cool enough to be your homeboy, like, would one of your homeboys be your ideal? And just take the fact that he's not your homeboy. Like, take that away. But just somebody who is cool enough to be in your presence or friend circle, is that the type of person that you would be ideally, you know, wanting to have sex with on a temporary basis? That's what I really should have said.
That's good temp sexable.
Okay.
Now, see, now, you know what, though? Because you're kind of contradicting yourself, Shay, because I remember you making a big deal about one of your friends who tried you. You feel what I'm saying? You feel me? I remember you making a real big deal about one of your homeboys. Remember that? And you was like, I can't believe he tried to get some pussy from me. I'm tired of him trying to get some pussy from me. But in the same sense, you just answered Noonie's question saying, yeah, you know, one of your friends would ideally be that kind of guy that you can just fuck and just be done with it.
I say that I wasn't sexually attracted to some of my homeboys. I just don't go there. I mean, I can be sexually attracted and not necessarily just, you know, want to be hooking up with them, but if that's what I wanted, that's what I was needing, and they was, you know, looking for the same, and we cool about it, then I don't see nothing wrong with it. But just to say, I mean, just because they're my friends don't mean that I'm sexually attracted to them to go there like that.
So he just wasn't, he just wasn't attractive enough for you, is what it was.
No, he's an attractive guy.
What the hell? Why did you make a big deal about it when he tried to holler at you?
She want a nigga that's pretty like Prince, that wear six-inch stilettos and shit.
No, he just wasn't tickling no ivories. I'm just gonna say it like that. He wasn't doing nothing for me like that.
Tickling ivories.
Where did she come up with it, man? Where the fuck did Shay come up with it? All right, Shay. Look, Shay. I don't know where you come up with some of the stuff you say sometimes. What do you expect to get out of temp sex? You feel me? What do you expect to get out of it? Really? Is it really just a fact of this person needs to make you bust a nut? Because that's ultimately it, right?
That is it, right there. He need to make me bust a nut real hard and good.
Really appreciate it.
You can get somebody else to appreciate you. I just need you to make me bust a good nut.
That's all you need, baby.
Yeah. Yeah.
I-10 westbound. Eastbound, I mean.
That's all she needs. You know what I mean? All right. What about temp sex with one of your exes, Shay? What do you think about that?
To me, that's a good, safe way if you got an ex that you still cool with like that and y'all both still single or whatever. But you have to be careful. I'm going to have to side with Noonie a little bit on this one, too, because I have had a couple of exes that think that just because, you know, y'all going there that, you know, well, maybe she might still have. No, ain't no feelings. Only feelings I got for you are below the waist.
Let me ask you, I want you to keep it 100. Have you ever been the one that started tripping after the temp? See, let's not all put it on the ex. Let's put it on you. How about you? Did you go crazy?
No, because I'm going to put it like this.
I don't fucking believe you.
You've been my ex. How are you going to not believe me?
It's all good. Next question.
Shay, it wasn't you. It was on. Have you ever had it? All right. Have you ever had it when you tried to temp sex with an ex and he flipped out?
A little bit later, yes.
Kill you.
I got a problem. Really got to hold on to something that bad. I can't get something else.
You ain't never had me.
It's not even the point. It's just the point of goddamn, you know, getting laid. That's all the whole point is of temp sex. All right, let me go to the next question. You basically kind of jumped to that one, so I skipped that one about the friend shit. You feel what I'm saying? Have you ever had some temp sex, Shay, and it turned into more than what you expected? Have you ever had temp sex and then he just put that motherfucker on you so good he ended up being your boo? I know you ain't got no kids, so we're gonna leave baby daddy out of the situation. But has that ever happened to you? You start catching them feelings. It was supposed to be just some temp shit, but he fucked the hell out you and shit started feeling funny, started feeling deep.
Hell out of you.
Not exactly. I have some temp sex that turned
into.
What does not exactly mean, Shay?
Exactly, in the sense that, no, we wasn't, like, all booed up or nothing like that, but it was just kind of like, you know, when neither one of us wasn't, like, with nobody, it was just, like, it was on.
So
it was permanent sex. It turned from temp sex to permanent sex.
Semi-permanent, yeah, so he turned into, like, a long-term cut buddy, because it was,
not semi, temporary to permanent.
It ain't permanent because we ain't still cutting, but I'm just saying, you know, at the time
but
it turned into.
If he come over there right now, if he come over there right now and put his dick in your face, are you gonna suck it or are you gonna bend over? Blizzard, that don't sound like semi permanent, right? Like non-existent at all.
No.
How long was y'all fucking around, Shay? Honestly, how long?
For about 2 or 3 years.
That's more than temp sex. That's more, you know what I'm saying? You feel me? He beating you up for 2 or 3 years? What the fuck was
the
it?
The answer to the question is yes. You went from temp sex to loving. Loving it.
What'd you say?
He said you went from temp sex to loving it.
I didn't hate it, you know, 2 years.
Oh, my shit. Ah!
Yeah. Come on, Shay.
Like, 100. Like I said, he was like, in the meantime, it turned out to a cut buddy. I was like, well, this kind of all right, you know. I ain't got nothing going on right now.
Shay,
oh my God! I don't know exactly what K100 stands for, but I'm gonna go ahead and
say it means keeping 100. It stands
That's what I was about to say. I said it seems like it stands for keeping 100.
Right.
Well, I'm gonna put it like this: that temp sex almost broke up me in a relationship one time because, of course, the relationship went rocky and we had like a little breakup. And of course, me and temp sex, you know, got it in because I'm not trying to go without no sex. Now, I don't care how bad.
Niggas was labeled as temp sex. Listen, have you ever been called temp sex guy?
I don't know. I just been called cut buddy. That's what they call me, cut buddy. You can AKA temp sex for cut buddy. But when you make cut buddy 2-3 years and you go back to him in the middle of a relationship, I don't know what that is. That's your outside dick. That's what that is. You know what I'm saying?
Outside
that's that outside dick.
Dick. Them whole dick.
That's
the
relationship.
No, for her it was outside, inside, left side, right side.
In the face. I say, you know what I'm saying?
That dude, it was like anything goes. So it was like until I've met somebody that was like it's somebody else that was like anything goes. I mean, yeah, that was gonna be my standby. I have to worry.
Hold on. What do you mean by any? Do you mean like you put a strap on and hit them from the back with a 20-inch dildo? Like, what do you mean anything goes?
That, but if I wanted to do that, I don't know. We never get to that. But I'm just saying.
It sounds like you hit him from the back. Did you ever finish his booty?
No, I'm gonna let him keep the dick. I'll keep the pussy. I'm gonna let him keep the dick.
Did you finger his booty? Yes or no?
No.
You lying.
You want me to call him up so you can ask him? On Facebook. Let me see if he's chatting right now.
Oh my god. You okay? Well, have a call to show. You want me to ask him? You want me to ask him live on K100? Did you stick your finger up his ass? Is that what you want me to do?
Junior will ask him.
No, don't say that. If I didn't, he wouldn't tell the truth anyway.
Oh, man. Episode 106. When these lines get more full, it's going to get more crunk. I can already tell. Shay, last question. I only have to ask you this question, but I will because I say I asked all my questions to everybody.
Okay.
Obviously, he was the best temp sex you ever had.
Actually, I guess, yeah, he was.
Damn. Was he? You don't sound so sure.
You
were? Well, because I had another one after him, but me and that guy didn't do everything, so I can't really count.
Did you have another one that let you put it in his ass? I mean, why was it better?
Well, I didn't have one guy to let me take his temperature in his ass.
He what?
Can you say that again?
He let me take his temperature in his ass. He was sick, and I was just like, you know, in one of them kind of moods, I was like, well, let me take your temperature.
But why did you have to do it in his ass?
What the fuck are you talking about? This nigga's gay. Okay? Why'd you have to take, what is he, 5? The fuck are you talking about?
Trust me, he's not gay, but, you know, I could be very
pretty. I don't know. You don't know.
No,
you
listen,
just stick
listen,
a thermometer
bro.
Up his ass.
Listen, bro, like, see, that's one way to do
it.
But why he couldn't do it in his mouth?
He could have, but I said I did it. I mean, he was laying on his stomach, and I was just like, well, hold on, I'll take your temperature. It was just kind of like a sudden thing. So he objected, of course, but it was too late. I'd already did it.
And did he not punch you in the mouth?
I was trying to go your mental route.
Listen, boo. Hey, what's that nigga name? Blast his name out.
I cannot do that. Even though I can't stand up to this day, I cannot do that.
Because I got gay people all on my page that might want to holler.
He's like a homophobe. That's why he's like, you know, damn, are you kidding?
Yeah, let him tell you. What the fuck are you, man?
Listen,
you know what?
Listen. Yeah, I'm going to ask you this.
Listen, man.
Would you let a woman stick a thermometer in your asshole?
No, man. No. And he's this bullshit excuse that Shay's trying to sell us on fucking K100, keep it 1-fucking-100 radio about it was just something that just happened and she don't know if he's suspect. Come on, Shay.
When you laid up in bed naked, you know, and somebody is,
bullshit.
You know, really wanting you and everything, you know, a lot of people do a lot of things for some people that they wouldn't do for other people. I'll just say it like that.
I wouldn't do it for nobody.
You wouldn't? You ain't never
Why
been naked?
let me ask you this, Shay. Why did you want to stick the thermometer in his ass? That's the major question. I see everybody on the phone lines. I'm coming, y'all. We gotta clear this shit up, though. Why did you want to stick the thermometer in his ass, Shay? I know you a nurse, but really, just uncalled for, Shay.
You couldn't say that I ain't never sticking it in his ass. I just wanted to, for the hell of it. That's all.
Do you respect a man that allows you to penetrate his asshole?
What'd you say?
Do you respect a man for being a man that allows you to penetrate his asshole?
It wasn't a matter about respect. It was a matter about getting what I wanted.
That's what you wanted.
At the time, I wanted to do what I wanted to do.
Hey, Blizzard.
You know what?
Hey,
I'm ready to move on. It's just getting right. It's getting out of control, Nooney. It's getting out of control at this point. Yeah.
Blizzard.
Yes.
Do you know how they say in court? I have no further questions.
That is the best way to take a temperature if somebody is like really, really ill. Now, if I was taking care of you,
yeah, that nigga ill. He's working. Ill.
Hey, witness, we have no further questions. Carry on.
Oh my God. Stay on the line, Shay. Just stay on the line. Just please stay on the line. If
all
anybody
right.
Thank you, Shay. Thank you. I don't even know. I'm going to the next caller.
I want to add that question to every caller that calls in. Ask them, if it's a woman, ask her, does she feel that it's right to stick a thermometer in her man's ass? And ask every man, does he feel that? I just want to know what they have to say. I hope Shay is the only person that says that this is okay.
I'm anticipating it. Next caller, Jana from Texas. Wait a minute. Texas? What part of Texas?
Corpus Christi.
Hey, what's good?
What's going on?
Hey,
Are you Nooney's Texas connection?
Nah.
Oh, damn it, man.
Hey, she ain't ready for me.
Oh, there you go.
I will bend her white ass over, bro. I'll bend her white ass over. Okay, she ain't ready for me.
You know she likes us, man. You know she likes us some dark meat. You know she do.
Yeah, she like red, it. Brown, black, all that. Old meat, all that.
All right, Janet, thanks for calling the show, babe. Let's get into it. Episode 106. Tip 6, just quick fix. First of all, Janet, do you feel like tip 6 is a good idea?
Well, I would have to agree. I would have to say yes on this because, you know, it's just an instinct. It's something everybody got to have. I'm not saying all the time with just anybody, but hell yeah.
Okay. I take that answer. You know what I'm saying? I'm pretty sure you understand the difference of what temp sex is and trying to find a husband or something or a boyfriend or whatever. You understand? So basically you're saying, yeah, you believe in temp sex. What are some things, though? What are some things that you would compromise in order to have temp sex with somebody? Like I said, this person is not going to have all the attributes of a husband, but what things can you let slide when it comes down, well, this is just somebody I'm going to fuck to get my rocks off?
I don't know. Okay, well, he has to be
and
decent looking.
And motherfucker have no teeth.
He got to have a fucking grill full of teeth. I mean, come on, I'm not talking about a grill, but at least some teeth. Damn. You know, you gotta be decent in bed. More than decent in bed. And you gotta be packing. You gotta at least, like, have shit together.
Wait a minute. What do you mean? Yeah. I mean, he ain't finna be your boyfriend. What do you mean? Do you need money?
Can you define
what this shit is that has to be together?
Okay, he gotta at least, like, you know, he gotta have his own place. He has to have his at least.
Why
some
does
type
he need his own place? All he's coming to do is fuck the shit out of you and leave.
Yeah,
well,
what
if I
want to
go over there and fuck the shit out of him and leave?
Y'all get a hotel.
What if his mama? What if he lives with his mama or something?
Get a room.
On the floor or something.
Get a room.
What if his mama don't care? What if his mama wants to join in? Never mind.
But I mean, if you're just fucking him, it doesn't really matter that much. It's just temporary, so you can get what you really, you know what I'm saying? I can understand these requirements for your boyfriend, your husband.
She one of the women that want to have 10 sex and don't want to know nobody to see it. No kids, no family, no nothing. No neighbors, no nothing.
Is that true?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You feel like you can feel guilty or something about this? I mean, why such a staunch requirement? He has to have his own place and all. I mean, this is just somebody that you just fucking just to hold you over in the meantime so you find somebody that's really kicking it, mate material or something, at least serious relationship material. You know what I'm saying?
I can go drive up in the woods and go have sex.
Yeah, you can fuck in the car. What difference do it make? Listen, Jenna, listen, though, real talk. These are your requirements. Now, that's what I'm asking you. I mean, if that's what you feel,
okay.
I'm just saying, for me, and for me, it's not that serious that she has to have her own place and all this kind of shit or need to have a good job and all that. I mean, I'm just fucking her. Like, this is just for me to goddamn bust a nut. Like, this is...
Well, no, he doesn't have to have a good job. I'm just talking about some type of income. A source of income.
It doesn't matter what his income is, as long as he has
condoms.
No.
Yeah, does he got enough to afford
You're right. You got a good point.
Let me ask you this, Jenna. Does your temp sex need to take you out on dates?
No, you don't have to take me out on dates, no.
Okay, all right. I'm trying to clear the air to make sure we understand what temp sex really is.
I got it.
Is there anything else that you'd like to add? What else? That's it? That's all the requirements? What are the requirements then? Okay. We said he don't have to have his own place. You know what I'm saying? He don't have to have money and take you out. So what does he need to have? He needs to have some good dick and be decent to look at. Is that it?
And he has to keep it 100. He has to be truthful. He has to be honest.
There's nothing to be honest about.
If he's fucking somebody else or something, like,
Wait a minute. Jenna, you can't lock down temp, the temp dick.
No. I'm not trying to lock it down. I'm just saying be
honest. It sounds
like
this is an exclusive contract dick or something.
No, but you got to be honest. You got to keep it 100. Like, if you are fucking everybody, whatever. Because if you are fucking everybody under the fucking moon, then I don't want to be fucking with you. I would understand if you're fucking somebody else or whatever. All right.
So hold on. How many girls are too many girls for your comfort? Can he have two girls and that's good enough for you?
All right, two would be the limit. Yeah.
You're a fucking whore.
You're a whore.
For all of the K100 listeners, Blizzon is not responsible for anything that Nunu Jenna says.
This is my guest co-host tonight, Nunu Jr. I should have put a disclaimer. I am not responsible, and Nunu Jr.'s what they say on the disclaimer is Nunu Jr. does not reflect the views of K100 Radio. Yeah, Nunu Jr. does not necessarily reflect the views of K100 and Blizzon the host. You know what I'm saying? I'm putting that disclaimer out. But he is my guest co-host for tonight, so he's going to be on here tonight. And you fucking got to deal with it. Now, you know what I'm saying?
I'm nowhere near a whore, June.
But I'm just saying, though, like, 100 guys and two, what's the difference? If you want exclusive dick, just say that. Don't act like him. Because, see, he can get A from one of the two girls. You don't have to have a sex with 300 girls to get chlamydia, gonorrhea, AIDS, or syphilis.
Right.
You don't have to have sex with 100 girls to have drama, to have a bitch jumping through your window with a fucking mohawk slapping the shit out of you. You don't have to do that. All you got to do is fuck one stupid crazy chick that's going to bust your ass. So what's the difference? Anyway, next question.
All righty then.
God damn it.
Next goddamn question. Okay, Jenna. If you're on that level, with them, what do you feel about temp sex with an ex? What do you feel about that? Have you ever done it?
Okay. It would really depend if he would be catching feelings or not, because then he'll start to get used to the pussy. I mean, he already knows what the pussy is, but, like, if you start fucking again, like, he might, you know, it depends on the guy, though. he might want to be wanting to, like, you know, trying to hook back up or whatever, but it will only be purely sex. But what are you saying? What are you about to say, Nooney?
Listen, Dope and Willie told me that Jana pussy wasn't shit.
What about her face? What about her head game? Is that up to date? She can get by.
He told me that her big ass suck dick like she eat chicken.
Motherfucker.
Oh. But she said she fucked up some Popeyes last night, so I got to give it to her. All right, Jenna. Next question. Have you ever considered having temp sex with a friend? Now, this guy, he's just your friend or whatever, your boy or whatever. You feel what I'm saying? But, you know, if you ain't got no boyfriend and you ain't really found no potential mates or whatever, this your homeboy, would you go ahead on and let him goddamn, you know? Would you let him? I mean, he's your friend now. He's your partner. You really, you know, he your friend. You know what he like. You know, he ain't trying to be a man or whatever, but would you have temp sex with your boy?
I would say no because, you know, it's crossing boundaries. You get too comfortable. You'd be like, oh, well, you be expecting it. No.
You're a fucking liar.
Get the fuck out of here.
You're lying.
Whatever.
You would fuck Blizzum and suck my dick and jack off AJ at the same time. If we was down for that.
We're not saying we are down for that. We just saying if. Now, Jana, this is what I'm saying. You're saying that it's crossing borders with your friend or whatever. But, I mean, look, this is just temp sex. I mean, it's not like you. What difference do it make? You know you're not going to keep on doing it.
You could ruin a good friendship.
What man? Let me ask. Do you know men, Jana? Let me tell you something about men. Okay, what man is not going to be your friend because you gave him some pussy? Where do they make this nigga at, Jana? Where is this guy? What guy's gonna be mad? They gonna want to be your friend no more because you sucked his dick, Jana.
He's gonna be mad, but he's gonna get too used to it. He's gonna be expecting that.
It's temp sex. You're not gonna get used to it because it's only gonna be temporary.
I'm on my way, Jana. Jana, I'm gonna fuck the shit out of you, and I won't have no fucking feelings about it. Bend your big white ass over for me.
Hello,
motherfucker.
Jana, it's just temp sex, baby. That's the whole point. It's not going to go there because it's just temp. Now, unless you cross the line and make it something else, then guess what? It's no longer temp sex, Jana. You are not. We are talking about temp sex. Why would you not have temp sex with one of your homegirls or home? If I'm a guy, why would I not want to have temp sex with one of my homegirls? If she fine and shit and she cool, yeah, I fuck her. That's just temp sex. I know it ain't going to go no further than that. But see, once you cross it over and cross that border into what you're trying to insinuate, it's no longer temp sex. You feel what I'm saying?
Right. It changed.
So again, I ask you, what do you think about temp sex with one of your friends? First of all, your friend is cool. I mean, you know him. He's not a stranger. If he's decently attractive, why wouldn't you do it?
Okay. Well, damn it, man. Okay.
Jana. I'm here to make you think, Jana. This is what the show was about. I'm here to make people think and contemplate. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And just some people think about it, everybody. Just think about that. If everybody who answers the question that I just asked her about the friend question, when I get to the phone lines, when I get to you, think about that seriously before I ask you that question. If this is your friend, that means this is somebody that you know, whatever. People like to say, well, I don't want to mess the friendship up because then if you cross that line, blah, blah. We are talking about temp sex. We ain't talking about you fucking them for the next year. We talking about you fucking them for like maybe a couple of times max, 3 to 4 times max, getting it in real good until you can goddamn move on and find somebody that's suitable or whatever. But you know what I'm saying? This is all about stopping the horniness, the infamous disease of horniness. I hate it. I want to wipe it and eradicate it off the face of the planet. It's a travesty. It's an epidemic. Okay, Jana?
Okay.
Now, last question. They jumping on the lines now. They're calling. So let me get to the last part of this question, all right? Have you ever fucked with somebody and it was supposed to be temp sex, and then it did cross the line like you said, and now, and it came more. Have you ever had that?
Yeah, it did. Yes.
What happened? Is that your baby daddy now?
No. No.
What
happened? No, it ain't. No. I already knew what it was going to be with my baby daddy. I already knew that.
Uh-huh.
But it was with somebody else.
Yeah. And what happened? Did you become his boyfriend, or did you just catch feelings for him, or what happened?
Oh man, I was so down for him. It was like not even. Oh man, it
you
was
were
like. Getting, yeah, I guess you could say that.
Uh-huh. That's pretty much what I figured. You was dick whooped, and this, listen everybody, this I gotta give out this disclaimer. This is a side effect of temp sex. Sometimes you can get whipped. It can backfire, but you gotta know you can't fuck nobody. Temp sex ain't meant to be 30 times. This ain't temp sex. You fuck somebody 20, 30 times. That's not temp sex. Especially with these women. These women gonna goddamn soften up and it's gonna get worse. It's gonna get crazy. She gonna get a little bit all in. So keep that in mind. All right, Jenna, you've been a very good sport today. You put up with me and Nooney Jr. You put up with that goddamn two-way reel like a pro. I like it.
Where's my dog fire? Where's my dog fire?
Stay on the line. You going to stay on the line for me?
Yeah.
All right. Welcome, everybody that's tuning in now. My lines are getting a little weight to them. You feel what I'm saying? Episode 106, K100 Internet Radio. You rocking with the best of them. I'm your host, Blizzard. I got my homeboy, Nooney Jr. from the Nooney Jr. Show also as a guest co-host with me tonight. Next call on the line is the homie that shall remain nameless, Mr. Osmosis Jones. What it do, homie?
What's up, man? What's the business?
Chilling, man. I'm glad you can call the show. You feel what I'm saying? That's what's popping.
What's up,
you know what I mean?
Well, what's up, big homie?
Chilling.
All right. Let's jump into it. Episode 106. Temp sex. The quick fix. Are you down with temp sex? I don't even need to ask you this, but we got to do it for the callers. You know what I'm
saying? That's all I've been having for the last 5 years.
So you don't
try to get wife, try to wife nobody up no time soon.
Right. So you done mastered it. So these questions should be a breeze for you, brother. We shouldn't have the stalling like Janet did and Shay.
In my sleep.
You know what I'm saying? You feel me? They were stalling out. Maybe
oh, yeah.
Think they was lying.
Shay's nasty as fuck. Shay nasty for that shit.
Oh, yeah, you heard what Shay said? She stuck the thermometer up a dude, damn.
Oh, that dude should have like Chris Child did Kobe, but anyway.
All right, so you think it's a good idea, you know what I'm saying? So let me go ahead and get right into the question. You feel what I'm saying? What are some things that you compromise when it comes down to temp sex? Like, you know, this ain't, you know, when it's just some temp sex, it's just something to be doing. You know, you don't have that high standard if you ain't trying to actually make this person your woman. Go ahead and tell us some of the shit that you be compromising when you just be having some old random temp sex.
Man, the only thing I compromise is, I mean, she ain't even, the face. She ain't even got to be pretty. I mean, as long as she got an ass. She could look like Macy Gray in the face and style like a two. As long as she got the ass given head, you know, it's all good.
That's it? That's all you compromise on? You don't really, everything, I mean, what about like...
She can't stink. You know, she got to wash her ass before she come over here, you know, but...
What about the show? So she don't need to have a job, or she can have three kids or some shit. Like, I know one thing about me and temp sex. When it comes to temp sex, I don't give a fuck if a bitch got 8 kids. Because I know for a fact you'll never be my motherfucking woman with 8 motherfucking kids, bitch.
Yeah, so don't
how many
matter.
Kids a woman got is definitely not one of my things I give a shit about when it comes to temp sex. Now, if you got 8 motherfucking kids, it ain't no way in hell I'm going to ever consider you being my motherfucking woman. You feel what I'm
now,
saying?
No. Only time 8 kids is a problem is when they keep biting you on your toes when you're hitting them from the back. You know, you know, you're hitting them from the back and they keep biting you on your ankle and stuff. Like, man, you got... If out of the 8 kids, 3 of them are biting you, that is a problem. But, yeah, that's only in a weird Janet type of world. You feel me?
Why is he on Janet?
Like,
why?
You know, like when the damn kids be cock-blocking, like, bitch, I ain't come over here to get cock-blocked on.
Oh, man, that's the worst.
But okay, so that's basically what you're willing to come. It don't really matter. You feel what I'm saying? At the end of the day, like I said, me and Nuna came to the conclusion, and you just mentioned it. One thing we ain't compromising is a goddamn stank pussy motherfucker. We ain't fucking with them, regardless. You know what I'm saying? Temp
yeah,
sex,
she
no
can't
sex.
Be trying to stay over here all night either.
Oh, she can't stay all night if it's temp sex. Now you know what? I'm gonna tell y'all something. A lot of niggas don't agree with me this right here.
Well,
Nuna probably won't
either. Not saying, I mean, we could stay all night if we fucking all night, but I mean, but after we
yeah.
Throw, she got to go.
So if it's 5 in the morning, she got to go?
If
I let her get a couple hours.
If I got somewhere to be at like 6 or 7, she got to go. But if I ain't got nothing to do for the rest of the day, okay.
I'm not that big on that. A lot of my homeboys be like, nigga, you. I'm like, I don't care if nobody's spending night. Nothing. What the fuck do I care if I ain't got nothing to do? If ain't no, I don't really give a fuck. I'm not that particular about that particular.
As long as she not no stealing ass bitch,
right?
She ain't the type of telling everybody where we at and got motherfuckers
right.
Running up in the
right.
House.
Yeah, you ain't all on Facebook like I'm at Blizzum House right now and shit. You know what I'm saying, bitch? What?
Stay over here, so and so.
Right. And she eating up all my damn food.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? I'm all right with the spin. I don't care if they stay. Especially if I'm drug them all night. She deserves something to eat. Bend the house. In case you didn't know what that was. All right, next question, homie. If you're still on that level with him, what do you think about Tim sex with an ex?
Shit. Man, I'm trying to get some from an ex right now. Hell. It depends on if that ex.
You trying to get it in what capacity? What you mean you trying to get? What you mean you trying to just hit it and that's it or what?
I'm just trying to hit it about 2 more times and leave her alone. And she has some good pussy.
Okay. So
she started calling me though. I wasn't really fucking with her, but she started calling me. So I was like, well, you know, might as well try to go ahead and get it again. You know, see what happens.
Alright, I'm not opposed to tip sex with the ex. You feel me? I've done it before and I'll do it again. You know what I'm saying?
As long as she can mentally handle it, you know.
Right.
It ain't gonna be nothing else. We, you know, we ain't gonna ever get back together.
Mm-hmm.
We having no dreams or, you know, any false hopes and nothing like
that. Nuna said it's the niggas that's really nowadays. He said it's the niggas that you gotta watch out for, cause them the ones who goddamn want to get back all in and catch feelings and shit.
Yeah, he right. No, he right about that. There's a few hoe ass niggas out there that's going go
yeah.
That way.
Yeah. All right. So we're going to the next question. All right. Next question. What about when it's just a friend? When it's a homegirl? Temp sex with a homegirl. Now you know that. Now you heard how I kind of talked to Jan about and what I said about this particular question. If it's just a home, if it's your homegirl, she your friend. You don't really want to ruin the friendship, so. How do you feel about just, you know, some temp sex with one of your homegirls?
Man, you got to pick and choose with that, though, because...
Why?
Why
is she your friend? Is she your friend? She obviously cool, right?
Right.
I mean, you know what
I'm
saying?
She's cool on a certain level, though. Cool for certain things.
Right.
What you mean? What are you saying? What do you mean? I don't understand.
Is she a cool chick?
Like, I don't understand what you mean.
Not cool all the way across the board, though.
Some people can't handle it. Some people just can't handle it.
They
know,
can't handle what?
Tell
the ladies what they can't handle.
They can't handle it? Well, this is what I was going to say earlier, though. Women start catching feelings after a while. But they can't, you know, they may say want to act hard and say all, you know, say it's just dick to them, but.
I'm a bad bitch. Is that what they be saying?
Yeah, after about 2 or 3 times, they start catching feelings, start calling you a little bit more, start sending you texting what you doing and all this. And
you probably, don't you text them?
Not really.
Okay. I don't know. Well, like I said, my whole thing with the temp sex with a friend is if that's just your friend, as long as you don't take it further than temp sex, I don't understand why wouldn't you, unless you're just not physically attracted to her and whatsoever, so you just don't like a certain body type and she is that, and you just can't, she just couldn't even get your dick hard anyway, then that, but if she's attractive and she your friend or your homegirl or whatever, and y'all cool and y'all have fun, as long as y'all don't keep on fucking and make it go further than just temporary, just because both of y'all may be single at the moment and goddamn it, ain't now one of y'all got no damn boyfriend or whatever, and y'all cool now, I got to put a disclaimer out. this is a great chance that it could become more than temp sex because y'all are friends and y'all cool and y'all down and y'all like each other so much and y'all have a good time together. If you fuck them and they good and it's good to them, then actually, it can happen. It's a greater chance of it happening. But if you both can keep your heads level, then what better person to fuck than your goddamn homegirl, your homeboy?
I feel you on that. Kind of like the movie Brown Sugar, you know?
No, they was in love with each other for real, and they was denying it in that shit. You feel what I'm saying? That's not what, listen, everybody, pay attention. I am not talking about if you got a motherfucking homegirl that's fine as annihilation that you've been friends with and been secretly in love with since the seventh grade, nigga. Not that bitch. You're going to be the goddamn bitch, nigga, calling and texting this hoe. Okay? Don't do it, nigga. Don't do it. Stay away from the pussy. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about just your random homegirl. You know what I'm saying? It might be one of your homegirls. She might be a stripper bitch. You know, you'll never wife a stripper bitch because you just don't want no stripper as a wife or some shit. And she just cool. She come over here and burn her L with you every now and again. And y'all just chop it up, blah, 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 every now and again. You know, fuck her. Yeah, why not?
You know what, man? I'm a nigga that once said, you know, I can never just be friends with a chick. But I got two chicks. They like my sisters for real.
Uh-huh.
You know? And I kind of, you know, I just kind of sit them off into their own little lane.
Okay.
That's just the relationship that we got. And they fine as hell. But, well, she was. She done gained some weight now. But anyway, they was fine as hell. But we friends like that. We got a real brother and sister relationship.
Uh-huh.
You know, so that's a fine line, though. You got to pick and choose with your friends like that, man.
All right.
But not to say I wouldn't go ahead and beat down a friend because I have, you know.
I've done it before. You feel what I'm saying? And I've done it. And if they my friend and they cool like that and they can goddamn keep it on a temp level like I can, what better than I know them. They, you know, I know them. They cool. I know if they my friend, I know whether or not they're a crazy motherfucker. I hope. You feel what I'm saying? So I mean,
and I got a relationship with one like that. Nah, I mean, it's weird. We fuck. Chill, go ahead, kick it, talk about what's going on in each other's life. Our birthday's on the same day. I mean, everything is like right there aligned, you know, in a straight line for us. But, you know, we just got that relationship. We know what it is. We ain't really going to take it nowhere further, you know.
Well, touche. Next question. I'm going to get ready to get some more. I got a lot more people on the line now. All right, temp sex. Temp sex, everybody. Once again, I got way more people on the line, so I'm going to have to start repeating myself again now because everybody's just jumping in because people are going to think they're going to start mixing up, and I had to have a couple of disclaimers on the show. Also on my show is Nooney Jr. from the Nooney Jr. Show. You know what I'm saying? He's my guest co-host for the night. Now, have you ever had some temp sex, dog, that turned into something else that you weren't expecting it? It ended up being your baby mom, or it ended up being a 5-year relationship. It was supposed to be just temp sex. You thought that's what it was, but then it turned into something more.
No, it could have been, but I cut the shit off before it even turned into something longer than what it is. I kind of ran from that shit because I wasn't ready to be in no relationship or nothing like that. I just stopped talking to her.
Yeah, she's about to have your ass locked in. You know what I'm saying? You gotta have your ass locked in. You got scared of that pussy. You got scared of that pussy. You can say it on there. Go ahead, dog. Tell everybody that pussy was so good. You had to back up. You were scared of that pussy and that person.
Scared of the commitment at that time.
I mean, I'm just fucking with you, but you know what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying. All right, dog. Thanks. Let me get the rest of these calls, man. I got a lot of them raising their hand now. Let me get to them. All right.
All right, man.
All right, stay on the line if you can. Welcome everybody to K100 Internet Radio. You're rocking with the best of them. I'm your host, Blizzard. I got my guest co-host tonight, Nooney Jr. from the Nooney Jr. Show, also on the line.
Yo!
You feel me? He's going to be on the line with me as long as he can tonight. Next call on the air is the homie AJ. And then I see Key. And then I see the homie T. Lewis. You feel me? I also see Keisha F. Keisha F. hit the number one. Now I pass you right in because I know Keisha said she has something to do. But actually, Keisha is the inspiration for this damn show. What's happening, Keys? Yeah, I said it. Hit the damn number one if you can. AJ, what's happening, homie?
What's good with it, Blizz? What's good? What's good? What up, Nooney?
What was that, Ken, folks?
Man, shit, nothing, man, just getting out this motherfucking bus, man.
Right. So check, look, AJ. Hey, check this out, AJ. Fortunately for you, that you ride the, you say you riding the bus.
Fucking right. Fast the pace.
Guess what? Fortunately for you, it don't matter if you ride the bus for temp sex.
Fucking right.
Nobody cares.
Right on the bus.
Because it's temp sex. It don't matter if they got a car. It don't matter how much money they make. It don't matter how many kids they got. It don't fucking matter. It is just temporary. Once again, everybody, welcome everybody to K100 Internet Radio. Let me repeat myself, because I got about 20-some people on the line now as opposed to the 5 I had at the beginning when I said this. Now, everybody, listen to me. Temp sex is like a temp job. It is not something that you want to, that you're going to lose for a career, right? It's just something to get you a little bit of money in your pocket for right now so you can make it. Well, this is what temp sex is. This is somebody that you fuck just to hold you up until you can meet somebody that you feel like is a potential long-term relationship mate. Are we clear? Yes, class. Moving right along. AJ, thanks for calling the show, homie. And Keisha Evan coming straight to you next, baby, so I can make sure I'm jump the line with Keisha because she said she had to do something, but she wanted to really talk. So I'm going to let her jump the line. You know what I'm saying? But I'm going to go ahead and do AJ. Yeah. I'm going to go ahead and do AJ. You know what I'm saying? AJ, what do you feel about temp sex? What do you feel about temp sex, bro? You down with it?
I think that shit is awesome. And yes, I am a part of it. I love
right.
it. I love it. I fucking love it. I ain't gonna lie about it.
Right. About it's kinda, it's, in some instances, it can be the best thing ever. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Now, let me ask you, let me go down to the list of the questions. You feel what I'm saying? First of all, what are some things that you compromise that you know damn well you would not put up with this type of shit from a motherfucker if you was trying to really be with a relationship? But what are some things that you put up with when it comes down to somebody you just having temp sex with?
Oh, man, the excessive calling. I love you text messages.
AJ. Oh, homie. This is why I have show. Listen, man, my show is a public information station. I don't want everybody to understand that about K100. This is what I'm saying. If this motherfucker is temp sex, why the fuck is she even texting you and telling you she loves you and doing? Listen, do everybody understand what temp sex?
That's
you
just how I understand the question, dog. Trust me, I understand the question, dog. But that's just how it is. I can honestly tell you that out of all the chicks I laid pipe to, maybe like, I want to say honestly, a good two of them didn't fall for the whammy like that. Every time I dicked them, it was on. I don't know what the fuck it is. Maybe because I listened to them and I talked to them and shit like that or whatever.
You
they got problems and shit
nigga.
Like that. But I can't. I don't know what the fuck, man. I don't know. Shit, whatever it is, I don't know what the fuck.
Nigga. Shut the fuck up. This is Nunez Jr. Live.
I knew Scooter Jr. was going to say some shit.
Hey, man, that's all right, though. That's all right.
Big
all right, the bitches still come. They still come,
goddamn. Fucking bitch, you lying. Pussy eating mother. I'll
give
him tip. He don't give him temp dick. He give him temp tongue.
I get that too. Bitch, too. She look
here,
right.
Dog.
If she acting right.
Tongue. Come here, dog.
I get that too. Yeah. I give her that too. If she about it.
Okay.
Listen. You ain't even supposed to get them side holes no motherfucking head.
That's how you do.
All you. Nigga, let me tell you what a temp sex dick
down. I don't eat off of this plate, though.
Nigga, you pull your motherfucking sweat to your ankles, nigga, and you pull your shirt just past your head, and you beat that bitch up for 3 seconds, and it's over. Get the fuck out of my motherfucking house, bitch. Get the fuck out, bitch.
Temp sex 101, motherfucker.
Hey, man, I'm just saying, man, I'll be fucking.
Well, no, we're not going to
be
on AJ.
They like it.
AJ,
I can't help it.
If AJ eats, I'll be sure having sex-ass niggas.
fuck that.
Look, man, y'all, look,
fuck
I got
shit.
What
you
mean,
your motherfucking ass?
From,
you good, though? You good, cuz? You good? I got your motherfucking ass, though. It's all good.
Oh, you don't have my ass. You got her ass, nigga, in your mouth.
It's all good, nigga. It's all good.
By the way, they cousin. AJ, you know what I'm saying? I'm moving on to the next question after that. What do you expect to get out of the temp sex? You feel what I'm saying? I mean, have you ever, what do you expect to get out of temp sex? Are you just doing it just to bust a nut? What are you getting out of it? And also, it's just busting a nut, right?
It's getting a nut. If you get some money, that's a plus two.
True.
And you get your in, money come out. Fuck. All that good shit.
What about jelly dancing?
I'm eating one of your bitches tonight, nigga.
Nigga, fuck all my hoes. I don't give a fuck. Fuck all them hoes.
All right, then. Well, send them over then. Send them motherfuckers over. Right now.
You
know where I'm at.
Damn it, man. What about Tim sex with your ex, AJ? What about Tim sex with your ex?
Shit. Oh, man.
And AJ, we're talking about your current ex, that one. Yeah.
Oh, no, man. I be doing that shit. I be doing that shit.
Call on the phone.
I be doing that shit. You sound like you depressed when you
AJ.
Said. Hold on, wait a minute, though. Hold on, you sound like you got depressed when you said that shit. Like, nigga, like you really want more than the pussy, but she don't want it or something. Why you sound like
nah.
down about
it? I just be doing that shit. I do that shit.
You feel bad
That's
about
it?
You feel bad about doing it?
Not all my exes. Not all my exes.
Do you feel bad about doing the one that you're doing? You sound like you felt bad about it, homie.
No, I don't feel bad about the shit. I mean, that's my baby mama, so I get it in when I get it in. She asked for one, so fuck. Why not give it to her?
Hey, you got obviously you have no problem with it. Tim sex with the ex. Okay. The next question then.
But my thing is, she got to realize, though, that, like I already told her, if I find somebody and I want to move on, then we got to cut the shit off.
Oh, shit. You know what? AJ.
What's up? Hey,
it sounds like your ex still kind of want to get with you or something, and you keep fucking the leading her own, kind of, sort of. Does she want to get back with you?
Does she want to get back with me?
Yeah. That's not a good idea, then, to have sex with her.
I know it's not a good idea.
Okay.
I know it ain't.
I just want to make a clear understanding for everybody that's on the fucking line. If your ex still want to get back with you, then the temp sex with the ex is a negative.
Hey, listen, there's something that he's not telling you.
What the fuck am I not telling you?
Earlier, Blizzard said you dropped your, have you ever dropped your standards? Now, AJ is at a point in his life where he's sexually frustrated. So he's gonna take whatever comes his way. Now I don't mean men. I mean, like, you know, like if a fucking female ox was to pull up and just bend over, well, you know, just bend over when they stand started. So if ox around, I think, and don't lie, bitch, you already know what time it is. I know everything.
That's fucked up, bro. Hey, look, you got me fucked up. Hey, I'm gonna stand up myself.
Why you don't do shows
up, dog. I ain't hard up at all, dog. I got plenty of motherfuckers that I can fuck with, but I only trust my baby mama at this point.
You could, so
that's
why
I'm
don't
saying.
You, bitch?
I can't be digging all these different bitches, man. I did that shit when I was like 23, 24. I can't deal with all these fucking egos, dog. That shit get on my nerves.
I can't deal with all I'm with, dog.
Hey, I'm telling you the truth, dog. I can't do it.
I can't do it, dog. My mind capacity is too fucked up, dog. I'm sorry. I can't do it. I don't know, AJ. I'm not going to let six or seven different bitches drive me crazy.
They're
going to
drive me crazy, dog. Trust me. Believe me.
They're going
to drive me crazy.
Okay. I'm about to stop you, side by AJ. I got this conversation is taking a turn. And I don't know, man.
Hey,
I'm here.
That's the video with that dog. He has wonder dick. His dick will make you go crazy.
Last question. Tim sex with a friend. She guess your friend. Obviously, your baby mama is your friend, and you still fucking her. So I'm gonna take that as you won't mind doing it.
No, not at all.
You don't mind doing it, huh?
Uh-oh.
Have you ever had temp sex with somebody and it became more than just temp sex? Say they became your baby mama or a relationship?
No.
No?
Never did that one.
So you knew you was going to be with the person when you got with them like that. You feel? You went in and knowing
yeah.
they was going to be your...
Yeah,
you went in knowing
person,
them.
Yeah. I picked it. When it was time for me to pick my woman, I picked and choose. I went out and got what I wanted. You know what I'm saying? But I'm just getting some ass out there. I was just getting some ass. They complain, well, you want me and you don't want to love me. And you said you was going to call me and you didn't. Okay, yeah, I sure did. Moving right on to the next one. That's how I go. So when I go out and look for my baby mama or my woman, that's what I go out for.
Okay.
Little lying ass nigga.
Fuck you, Noonie Russ.
That nigga.
I knew he was gonna say something.
That nigga,
I knew
hell,
he was gonna say something. I was just sitting there like he's gonna say some shit.
Mr. Turn him over and eat him from the back, talking shit over here. It's cool though.
Oh, lying ass nigga.
It's cool though, Mr. Nasty Man.
Okay, let me. AJ, y'all stand by. I gotta get to Keisha Elf real quick because I know she's got something to do. And I told her I was gonna let her jump the line. Hold on, T. Lewis. I'm gonna get right back to you, homie. And Key. Let me let Keisha get on real quick. And so she can give her 2 cents because I did base the show on a post that she put up today. Hey, stand by, AJ. Keisha Elf, what's happening, baby?
Hey, what's going on?
All right, I got AJ off the line. I'm ready to jump into you. Now, everybody, Keisha, really quick, go ahead and tell everybody what it is that you posted on Facebook today. This is what spurred me to have, you know, I basically get my show episodes. I come up with them daily. You feel what I'm saying? And I just think of I read Facebook and MySpace and stuff and listen, and I come up with episodes if I hear something, and it inspires me to have a lot of my shows. Sometimes I already know what I want to talk about, and I just schedule that show. But sometimes when I'm at a loss, I just look at a Facebook post, and I'll be like, you know what? That's the shit I want to talk about on K100. Now, what did you say, Keisha, that made episode 106 come to life? What is
your said that I was frustrated. I'm in a drought. And I heard the song Sex Therapy by Robin Thicke, and it kind of made me upset. So I think that's what it is. I mean, I don't have the options that everybody might have or that other people, I won't say everybody, but that other people have. I don't have the whole team lined up behind me. Panama City is just null and void as far as I'm concerned when it comes to men. And that's just the bottom line. I feel like black men don't like black women. White men don't like black women. And, I mean, in a small place like this, there's just no, you can't, I don't know. You can't come up on men around here. It's ridiculous. Exactly. Unless you got something out of town in, you know, somewhere where you're traveling all the time. Like around here, no, absolutely not. Unless you can tell me these rocks that they're hiding under, I don't understand it.
Okay. Now, this she posted this on Facebook. We had a back and forth about it all day. We had like almost 70, 80 comments, you know, from all the people that was commenting and stuff and saying shit about it. You know what I'm saying? And I suggested that my friend here find herself some good old-fashioned temp dick. Yes, people. Keisha's the dilemma. The dilemma that Keisha is in, you feel what I'm saying? This conundrum that she finds herself in, it was the inspiration for episode 106. Before I start, Noonan Jr. said, why don't you take your ass out there and fuck some of them spring breakers and vacationers? But we don't.
Know why. Because I don't want to die, Noonie Jr. I don't want to die. That's why. You don't know what them fools walking around with? Absolutely not. I'm a healthcare professional. Who are you talking to?
But actually, you don't know what anybody's ever. You don't know what anybody's ever
had. That is true. But I mean, somebody that I ain't never gonna see again. No, absolutely not. I don't know what you came down here to drop off. No.
Okay. Now, obviously, Keisha needs a lesson in what in fact temp dick is. Okay. Pay attention. Listen, Keisha. First of all, temp dick or temp pussy if you're a guy, hopefully. If not, temp dick, or you know what I'm saying, for the ladies, temp dick, it doesn't matter where the temp dick is actually living, okay? It doesn't matter. All that matters with the temp dick, Keisha, is that it's good and it's attractive enough to get your pussy wet. Okay, you're gonna strap up. Listen, you're gonna strap up with the temp dick because it is in fact temp dick. So all of this, what they came to drop off. Look, you can a guy that you went to high school with can have AIDS or some shit. You don't know. You feel what I'm saying? So this is why you strap up, especially with temp dick. Okay, you feel what I'm saying? And temp pussy for the fellas. You feel what I'm saying? So understand the meaning of this temp dick that I'm talking to you about. Now, the only requirement necessarily that everybody's pretty much had an agreement with on the show tonight that temp dick or pussy needs to have is that it be fucking good. That's it.
Okay.
It needs to be good. It needs to be something that you can look at. It doesn't need to. Temp dick doesn't have to have its own house.
Tim Dick can ride the bus, okay? Tim Dick don't have to take you out on dates, okay? This is Tim Dick. This is like a temp job. When you go to get a temp job, you know for a fact this job sucks. It's not what you really want to do, but you need the money right now. Well, see, Keisha, you need to bust a nut. This is your problem.
Yeah, pretty much. Right.
So what we're going to do is we're going to break down and get you to understand exactly what Tim Dick and Tip Sex is, okay? Do you have a clear understanding at this point? This is not some
yeah,
new,
I mean,
you know.
I take that as a go-to.
Right.
I mean, I have a go-to that doesn't live in Panama City. So
well, see,
if
first
I
of all, first
I gotta
of all,
travel 4.5 hours.
Yeah.
So like,
well,
if I'm on a trip,
wanna,
I got to go to. But I don't have any, I don't have a local team member that I can call.
See,
about.
You
That's
know, now Keisha, Temp Dick is meant to be local. Temp Sex is meant to be no more than 30 minutes away. Pay attention, everybody.
Exactly. So, need some import. Call some of your homies or something. Tell them they need to come move a little closer or come up out the woodwork. I mean, approach your sister. I'm not that mean.
I still say, and this is what I'm. This is why I had the show for you, Keisha, and this is why everybody I had it. Keisha, what I'm trying to say is I still think that you are, in fact, when you're going out to the clubs, when you're going out to talking, when you're in Walmart lines, you feel me? I think that you are listening to the conversation a little too deep for some goddamn temp sex. You feel what I'm saying? I think you're letting one or two words, for instance, if he says something about how fat your ass is.
Hey, that's the truth.
That doesn't even really matter if he's kind of cute. Right? Doesn't even matter if he's kind of cute. Right?
Kind of cute or not. Kind of cute or not. Come correct. Don't be lame. We already covered that. That was lame.
Go off track. I'm losing you. Come back, baby. I'm losing you. Listen to me. Tim Sex, this guy with the Tim Sex, this girl with the Tim Sex, they're not going to be your intellectual equal. You feel what I'm saying? They're not going to be your intellectual equal. They're not going to be able to have the same kind of conversation as that potential mate that you're going to be wanting to date. You feel what I'm saying? This is what I'm trying to get you to understand, baby. You understand what I'm saying? He might be a little rough around the edges. He might be a little ghetto. He might come off and be off top and be like, damn, baby, you fine as hell, shout what? He might sound like that. But guess what? It's just temporary.
Yeah.
Here today, going tomorrow.
Man, I feel like I don't need it bad, though.
Tip sex. It is not meant to be. You're looking at it from the wrong angle. Do you get what I'm saying? This is why I had to show
you. I see what you're saying. Right. I shouldn't look at anybody as a potential mate if I'm just looking to bust a nut. Fine.
Do you get it now? Is it coming together for you?
It's coming together, but still, where in the hell they at, Blue?
Well, guess
you
what? You probably sacked him so many times because he said something. Listen, he said something that you didn't like. He walked up to you. He didn't approach you the wrong way. He said something about your ass or anything that ticked you the fuck off. You feel what I'm saying? And so you went on ahead and said, fuck it, and kept it moving. You see what I'm saying? You get it? You get what I'm saying? This person is not going to be close to what you're... They may not be close to what your quote-unquote a potential mate is, but it's temp sex. As long as they are attractive and kind of cool, and you can kind of talk to them a little bit, and they got some good sex, that's all the fuck you do with them. It's fuck them. Episode 106, people.
All right.
Tip sex. I had to break this all the way down for you, Keisha. Because I did this show for you.
I know. That's why you had to break it down.
I'm trying to be of service to the people. Because I'm a staunch advocate of eradicating the disease of horniness. I want it dead. I want horniness eradicated from the earth. I am here to kill horniness, everybody. Yes, I am on episode 106. I am here to eradicate horniness off the face of the earth.
One pee at a time, huh? One pee at a time.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? This is what I'm here for. All right? Let me see how many minutes I got. Well, I got enough time. I'm coming to you. I'm coming to Key because she's at work, and I'm coming to T. Lewis, and then I'm coming to 404-484, and I see a 832. And a private caller. All right, I'm getting everybody. I got 26 minutes. Hang on, stand by, Keisha.
Yeah.
I was gonna ask you these questions, but I don't even know if you even know. Since you've just been enlightened on temp sex, I'm just gonna skip to a couple of them with you. You feel what I'm saying? Now at this point, now that we've had this conversation, Keisha, now that I've had this show for you, Keisha, are you or are you not down with the act of temp sex? Do you think it's a good idea?
Now that you know what it really
is.
It might work. You know what? You can try it out one time. If you don't like it, guess what? Move on. You feel what I'm saying? You know, but what I'm trying to get you to understand is, you know, I'm not trying to raise your hope threshold. Episode 10. Not trying to raise your hope threshold. If you don't know what that terminology is, you got a lot of catching up to do. We're on episode 106. Go check episode 10 from K100. You'll understand what the hope threshold is. I'm not trying to raise your hope threshold, Keisha. But what I'm trying to get you to understand is horniness is a sickness. It's a nasty disease. And you don't have to live with it, baby. You don't have to.
You sound like Denver Mercer.
Right.
All right.
I'm here to kill it all off the earth. All right? Now.
All right.
Tip sex with your ex may or may not be a good idea. I don't suggest it. I suggest you find something new since you're new to this. All
right?
Tip sex with a friend, somebody that you cool with. Actually, if they really cool, and you know there's no really chance that you really could be in a relationship with them, I highly suggest that you go the route of tip sex with the friend, Keisha, because you're obviously one of these women who need to feel some kind of comfort, a level of comfort that you're going to have to be at with the person before you fuck them. And I dig that about you, Keisha. I understand. You feel me? Everybody's not built the same. You feel what I'm saying? So I highly suggest that you find one of your homies. Maybe.
Okay.
Fuck one of your homeboys that you've been, that's, you know what I'm saying? Not one that really like you and been in love with you since goddamn middle school. Not this nigga. He gonna go crazy, okay? He gonna want to boot you up. He gonna start stalking. Not that nigga. Just one of your homeboys who just nonchalantly be like, you know, cool and everything. You know him. You cool. He kind of attractive. You never really want to go there because he's your friend, homie. Yeah, Keisha. Fuck him. Try it. Do it. I'm here to eradicate the disease of horniness. And last but not least, Keisha, before I move on to the last call of the night, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I want you to remember that temp sex, the main goal of temp sex is for you to be sexually satisfied. So, once again, whoever you choose, do your research, do the old grab and feel, make sure they got what you need down there before
you
go
what,
there.
Though?
You know what I'm saying?
You know what, though?
Gonna be
you
good.
Know what? Mm-mm. Listen here now. You know
uh-huh.
what? This last one that we went into detail
listen,
about that was
I know,
failed.
I know what happened. You're gonna have these. You're gonna have hiccups, okay? They're gonna be hiccups. They're gonna be mishaps along the way. I know.
We don't need no more mishaps. I didn't sign up for mishaps.
Well, I'm just trying to help you out, sis.
I'm just trying to help you out.
Okay? Are we clear now?
Okay.
I'm going to let you enjoy your night and let you go on to your event. Thank you for inspiring episode 106. I appreciate it.
All right.
On to the next caller. Keaton T. Lewis. T, what's happening, baby?
Hey, what's up? Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I can hear you. I know you're at work, so I'm going to jump to your line. 404-484. I'm coming to you, and then I'm with T. Lewis, and then 404-484. All right. And everybody else that's on the line, if you all want to talk, or if you already talked one time, then you know you hit the number one, and I come back to your line. Okay, Key, tip six. What do you feel about it?
I don't think it's a good idea for me because, like, when you got good pussy, I mean, men are just as vulnerable as women. I mean, they are. So, I mean, you can't just say women can't feel because sometimes men do too.
I understand that, but do you understand that?
I ain't even giving no pussy, so really.
Well, if you ain't giving no pussy, then it was never temp sex. Let's just be absolutely clear about
that. Why have sex with them if you know they don't talk feelings before? Why fuck them now?
Well, you don't have temp sex with somebody that actually wants to be with you in a relationship. If they really want to be with you in a relationship and they already talking about, like, I can make you my woman, I can make you my man, blah, 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 walk away. That is not the person that you have temp sex with. You have
well,
tip sex with somebody that's on the same level. You have a clear
understanding
of what the fuck it is when you have tip sex with that person.
I probably wouldn't be able to do it.
You wouldn't be able, really? You wouldn't be able to do it?
No.
You wouldn't be
not,
able to,
not,
you know?
By, not by your definition of it.
What do you mean, my definition? What do you mean?
He was like, he don't have to have no car, and he don't have to. I'm like, nigga, that means I got to come to you all the time. I mean, you know, you all in an interview for me trying to get to the pimp fence because you don't have shit. Like, you don't have your own place. Fuck all
you know
that.
What? Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. The main thing why demographics and where you at right now is so important in this conversation, because you are in Atlanta, Georgia. A lot of people, a lot of options. You feel what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? People like Keisha. I did the show for people like Keisha, who are in small towns, where everybody know everybody, who fucked everybody and their cousin twice.
Damn.
This is just so people like Keisha in situations where you may have a whole variety of dick getting thrown at you that's worthy of it. Keisha doesn't have that particular option. You feel what I'm saying? So therefore, I had episode 106. You feel what I'm saying? Y'all are in two different boats. So you may not necessarily understand and get what temp sex is necessarily for. You might actually you like a person. Why the fuck are you at the temp agency and you got a goddamn job making six figures? Get the fuck out. Okay, that's the same thing. Nobody
so
goes to the temp service looking for a job if you've already got a career. Okay,
might be crazy.
Well, maybe so, but you know what I'm saying? You know, I'm guessing that you're not going to fall in that category based on what you already said. Because temp sex doesn't matter if this guy takes you out to eat and has a car. What the fuck does that matter if you're just trying to get laid? All he needs to do
I'm
is
hungry.
Get attractive.
I need my energy. I'm hungry. I need energy. That's why I got to go out to eat.
You know what? You're not going to come in here and fuck up my show, Keith. You're not going to come in here and ruin all the hard work and all the foundation of temp sex that I have done today. You're not going to ruin my pyramid. I'm not going to share that.
Why not?
Because all of this shoot.
That's why I started out saying it is not for me.
Can afford her own food just like your ass can. Eat before you come. Eat before you go fuck the temp dick, okay? The temp dick might not have the money, but he got some good dick and he cool. Okay?
Yeah, see, that alone, yeah, it won't do it for me.
All right. Moving right along. Do you want to answer the rest of the questions, or do I really need to
sure,
give you?
Sure.
Have you ever had, what about, I don't even need to ask, I don't even know why I'm going to waste this question. What about temp sex with the ex? No, right?
That's always a bad idea with me, because all my exes still want to get with me, so.
Okay.
Even though I've done it.
Uh-huh.
But, like I said, it's a bad idea.
Okay. What about temp sex with a friend, a homeboy?
Well, see, here's my thing. I've never been able to have a male friend that, you know what I'm saying? That
everybody wants your pussy key, right?
No, it's not just that. It's because when people get around me, they be like, oh, she real cool. She a cool person. So they might be attracted to me physically, but then when they just around me and we friends and they get to really know me, it's like a double whammy. You know what I'm saying? It's like, okay, dog, you know, she's cool too. Yeah, she's fine, but she's cool too.
So what you're saying is you're every guy's dream, so there is no just being friends with you.
I'm not every guy's dream, because some men might not like no dark-skinned, thick, big-booty female. They might like something else, so I'm not every guy's dream.
The guys that you hang around, you can't have temp sex with your friend because they're going to goddamn fall in. This is what you're basically essentially saying, right?
I'm saying there is a strong possibility, and I don't want to mess up any friendship and taking that chance. I don't like hurting people's feelings.
Okay, if you feel like it's going to hurt their feelings, once again, everybody, if you feel like they can't handle it, temp sex with a friend is a bad idea. If you feel like they can, that's one of the best people that you can have temp sex with, because you don't have to worry about it being a stranger. You don't have to worry about that uncomfortable feeling of not necessarily knowing that person.
So temp sex different from a cat buddy?
Yes.
Okay. Well,
it's
yeah,
a step
below.
A cut buddy is one level up. We talking about temp sex. This is just to get by. Cut buddy,
keep fucking them.
You don't fuck a temp sex with a fucking boy three to five times max. Five times, you gotta leave it alone.
Not me then. That temp sex is a strong no for me.
Okay. When you become a cut buddy, you fucking them and fucking them and fucking them and fucking them. Cut buddies have a strong possibility of becoming more than cut buddies. Way stronger than temp sex.
That's why this show is not for you.
Don't go into the next call, because I got a lot of them on the line. You know what I'm saying? All right. Bye-bye. See you, Lewis.
What's up, man?
You hear the shenanigans on episode 106. I only got 15 minutes. I got to get you. I got to get three other people. Let's get to it. You hear what I've been tonight? It's been crazy tonight. It's been crazy. My lines are filled. People are talking. The key's coming. She's trying to derail all my hard work and getting everybody to buy into my temp sex theory. I'm trying to start this business.
everybody can't have good cookies like tea, so.
Right. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, she's just trying to throw monkey wrenches in my whole plan here. Now, listen, T. Lewis, let me go ahead and get to it. Sex, how do you feel about it? You've been on the line for a minute. You know everything I've said so far. How do you feel about temp sex?
I don't see a problem with it. It's cool. As long as we can compartmentalize it, you're good to go. So,
what do you mean? What is it? Compartmentalize it? I mean, everybody didn't go to college. Everybody didn't go to college.
Yeah.
I know what compartmentalize means. Everybody might not.
Separate the feelings from just the actual act. Like you said, if you're trying to eradicate the horniness, if you separate the feelings from the horniness, you're good. So,
okay.
Trying to get you nuts.
Right, exactly. As long as you can separate the two, that's the bottom line at the end of the day when it comes down to temp sex. All
right.
What about if you're on that level? What do you think about temp sex with an ex? You ever did it?
Yeah, I did it once. For me, it wasn't a good idea for me.
Did it turn out bad?
Like
did you start catching feelings? Did she catch feelings? What happened?
Yeah, she was catching feelings. She wanted to get back together, and I was like, nah, that wasn't gonna work.
Did you know she had feelings about you like that before you did it?
No, because she was the reason why she put up a real good front, like she didn't.
Uh-huh.
And then it was just like, oh, okay. And then after a while, she was like, well, wanted to hang around, wanted to buy. I remember specifically she wanted to buy me an ugly pair of shoes, and I was like, nah, that's okay.
I would have took the shoes. Like AJ said, Tim Six told me goddamn money.
I heard that. The shoe was ugly, though. I couldn't take them.
Okay, all right. You could have took them and just asked for the receipt. Anyway, what about temp sex with a friend?
I think it could be a good idea. I've never done it, but I've come close to. But the only reason I didn't is because I didn't know what the backlash was going to be. You know what I'm saying? I didn't know what I started liking her. Would she start liking me more? Would it go past just being homeboy and homegirl? You see what I'm saying? But it come close, though. But it never happened, though.
It never happened because you had those reservations. You feel what I'm saying? But when I say my home, listen, man, when I say somebody my homegirl, I mean that shit. They motherfuckers know Blizzard. They know me. I know when I say, look, this is my homegirl, nigga. That's just that. I don't talk. I talk to my homegirls like I talk to my homeboys. So they know everything about me. You feel what I'm saying? So it's like with me, they already know. It to me, temp sex with one of my friends. You feel what I'm saying? Will be safer and less drama and less effort and you know what I'm saying? Probably actually more fun because we can laugh about anything that awkward that may happen or any, you know what I'm saying? It's like whatever, you know what I'm saying? It's like, but I understand that people feel like you may ruin a friendship, but if that's really your friend and y'all both know exactly what it is going into it, it shouldn't. If both of y'all stick to the script. That's a big if, because I know when it comes down to women, emotions run deep, and that's where shit starts getting fucked up. And some of these niggas.
I'm about to say, because some niggas start acting a fool, too, now. I've seen it. I'm like, damn, nigga, you tripping.
Exactly.
So.
All right. So, next question. What about, have you ever had temp sex with somebody, and it ended up being more than that? It became more than just temp sex?
Nah, it never happened.
No, everybody that you was in a relationship, you kind of went into it trying to be in a relationship, like, you know what I'm saying? You never
not
went into it, and then it just escalated?
Well, what it came down to was that at first she was in a relationship with somebody. She wanted to get at me, but then when she was free and willing and able, I was free, willing and able, so it was cool. But it never went past that point, though. But then she ended up getting pregnant by somebody else, so that kind of... So. I wanted to get a couple more times, but it never did happen.
Well, she had a boyfriend. Let me tell you one more thing about temp sex. If they got a boyfriend or a girlfriend, that's actually a good thing with temp sex.
Yeah.
If they already got a boyfriend, they already with somebody else, and you and they like, you know, I ain't going to leave my man or whatever. Perfect! Perfect! Perfect!
But
perfect. Perfecto mundo. Run it.
I was tempted to do that, though, when she was with old boy. But I knew him, so I was like, nah. Then when they broke up, it was on and popping then, so, you know. But it probably would have been better when she was with her dude, though.
Okay. All right, T. Lewis. Stay in line. I got to get some more of these calls. I only got 10 minutes, all right?
Yeah, man. All
right. 44484, you're online with K100. What's popping?
Blizzard, what it do, man?
What it do, man? Who's this?
It Pop, man.
Oh, what up, Pop? What's going on, homie? My bad. I ain't mean to shoot you, y'all.
College, just a shout out to you, man. You and K100, you know what I'm saying?
That's what's up, man. This is my homie Pop from the Heavy Hitters. You feel what I'm saying? You know what I mean? They fuck with Young Jock and the Swag Team. You know what I'm saying? My dog, they doing their thing with the music and shit. You feel what I'm saying? I appreciate you calling in to the show, homie. You know what I'm saying? I'm having my episode about temp sex. You know what I'm saying? We're talking about, you know, that temporary, that pussy, that temporary dick. You know what I'm saying? Some shit you ain't trying to really boo up with. You know what I mean? Not necessarily a cut buddy, because you ain't going to keep hitting them like a cut buddy, because you keep hitting the cut buddy a little longer. This is like one level below that. And I'm trying to, what I'm here to do on this episode, Pop, is eradicate the nasty, nasty, nasty disease of horniness. I want it wiped off the earth, homie. I'm here to eradicate it. All right? So I'm tired of motherfucking women and people walking around talking about they horny and they can't find Mr. Right and Miss Right. Look, motherfucker, I'm here to teach you episode 106, Temp Sex 101, to find Mr. and Mrs. Right motherfucking now. All right? Do you understand the concept? Have you ever had this concept? Have you ever had temp sex with somebody, Pop?
Well.
So you advocate it. You believe in it, right?
Well.
Okay. Well, let me ask you a couple questions, man. I'm going to get to one more caller. Real quick. Mm-hmm. What do you feel about having temp sex with one of your friends? Say she's your homegirl or whatever. Now, you know how women get emotional shit, but what do you think about having temp sex? You know it ain't going no well. Both of y'all know it ain't going no well. But what do you think? You think it's a good idea to fuck one of your homegirls?
In certain situation, but then again, when it's a homegirl, you damn near got to leave that alone, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
I done heard it before, you know what I'm saying? That shit fuck up friendship between a man and a female.
You know, a lot of people saying that, but if that's really your friend and y'all both know what it is, how can it? Because, see, like I said, unlike a cut buddy, if it's temp sex, you ain't going to keep fucking them for like 4 or 5 months. This is just a temporary until y'all can goddamn, you know, branch off and find that, you know what I'm saying? It's just, you know, looking out for your homegirl, your homeboy. No?
Well,
You're not buying it?
Right.
I said, you're not buying that. You're not buying that one, is you?
Oh, no. I see where you're coming from. No.
What about one of your ex-girls, man? What about temp sex with one of your ex-girls? What you think? Go back mm-hmm. and dabble in a little bit.
All right, with that situation, it's great long as no one ain't trying to get back with the next person, you know what I'm saying? Because this shit can be misleading, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
One might be trying to be with that person, the other one just, you know what I'm saying, doing something, because they know how good the shit was when they were together.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Sometimes it's just like, you know, they know that person put it down, they put that thing down, and they really ain't trying to goddamn up their numbers, especially with the females. I tell a lot of females, if you got an ex and he really ain't trying to get with you, but that nigga used to dick your ass down, say, go ahead. Why not? You know him. You feel what I'm saying? You know what I mean?
I know what I'm getting myself into with this nigga here, so I might as well go on and call him up. You know what I'm saying? That's how the most of them think anyway.
Exactly. All right, one last question, Pop. And I'm going to let you go, man. I'm going to get to this last caller. You feel what I'm saying? Have you ever had temp sex with somebody, dog, and then it turned into more than that? Like, you planned on it just being temp sex, and then all of a sudden this motherfucker ended up being your baby mama or your girl for 5 years?
Nah, I almost had a situation like that, but I cut it off.
You did? Why'd you cut it off? Why? Why you do it?
Well, she was like a friend, but she had been with one of my partners anyway, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I couldn't have her being more than just that. When she done been dicked down by one of my partners, they could been looking at me like, you don't matter your girl, this bitch freaking out, you know what I'm saying?
Touche. One time, real quick, tell the people where they can find some Heavy Hitters music, and I'm gonna go to the next caller.
Man, y'all check our website out, man. on MySpace, Heavyweight Music.
All right.
On MySpace.
All right. Check that homie out, man. They got some music. I played one of their songs, but I'm about to run out of time, so I ain't gonna be able to play it. I gotta take this last call. Hey, man, appreciate you calling the show, man. We still need to get together on some music, man. I got some tracks down here, man. You gonna fuck with me? What you gonna do?
I'm trying to get to it, man. Matter of fact, trying to call me today, and call somebody up to get some tracks, man. We need to get them. Hey, sir.
Well, holler at me.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
LL, what it do,
what's
baby?
What's going on?
I got you for the last 5 minutes. I got you all to myself. Can we have
what?
Some Tim? Can we have some Tim set?
Look, L.
You my homegirl. We've been friends since high school. You know what I'm saying? I mean, come on, man. Why we can't just do it and just be cool with it and let it go? No?
Yeah, we can have some Tim Sack. We can definitely do that.
Ah. We're going live on the show. I'm going to call. I'm going to tell everybody she reneged on it. No, I'm just fucking with you. This my homegirl. This my homegirl, LL. You know what I'm saying? LL, we're talking about Tim Sack. You know what I'm saying? And I broke it down for everybody. This is not to be mistaken with a cutty buddy. Okay, this is
mm-hmm.
one. So, you feel what I'm saying? You don't continually fuck Tim Sex. It's just to hold you over. Like I said, I'm here to eradicate the nasty, nasty disease. This is an infomercial about eradicating the nasty disease of horniness. I want it dead. I want to kill it. All right? And so here, episode 106, Tim Sex is what we're talking about, the quick fix. What do you think about Tim Sex? Think it's a good idea?
I think that it can work.
Uh-huh.
It can't work for too long. I mean, it's one of those things where you pretty much need to establish all the guidelines in the beginning.
Right.
And you have a cutoff date. I mean, it sounds crazy for a cutoff date, but you have a cutoff date, and you know that, you know, I think temp sex works best when you don't live in the same cities. You can't see each other all the time. You know what I'm saying? Because if it's too convenient, let me finish my point. If it's too convenient, then somebody gonna get caught up. And that's the problem with sex, period. It's like, yes, sometimes we can block all emotions, whatever, and it just be sex. But if you have sex with one person too many times, it's harder to disconnect the feelings because after a while you just start to develop them. It's natural. It's natural.
Yeah.
So that's why it has to be a cutoff, and it's best when you can't see it. It can't be too convenient. I mean, I'm not saying you can't live in the same city, but if somebody has to drive all the way across town or y'all got to meet in the middle or whatever, then it's got to be one of those things where it can't be too convenient or somebody ends up clouding, the rules get cloudy and, you know, lines get blurry, so you always want to avoid that.
Okay, all right, I dig that. I understand that. Next question: what about Tim Sex with an ex?
Tim Sex with an ex, I think, is fine if y'all left off on good terms. If y'all were together and y'all figured out in that relationship that y'all were just better off friends, and that was a mutual thing, and somebody's not still trying to linger and just get what they can get, you know what I'm saying? And if all they can get is 10 sex, then they take that. It really has to be a mutual thing where, you know what, we cool is all outdoors, but us in a relationship does not work. And it has to be a mutual agreement. That way, then, yeah, y'all can just do that. And then y'all already know, because y'all been in a relationship, that y'all don't work well for whatever reason. And you keep in mind, we tried the relationship. It didn't work. This works. We got to keep it here. But you got to keep in mind why it didn't work, or you'll find yourself trying to go back and get more than just that 10 sex.
Right.
So it's best when you cut it off as friends, not over some drama.
What about
you've already worked out the kinks.
What about with a friend? Tim Sex with a friend.
I think that's dangerous. I think that's playing with fire. Because if somebody, you could be sexually attracted to somebody and be their friend and be really, really cool. But I think that's a touchy one. You got to be really, really careful. You know, because sometimes your best friend is the person that makes the best partner for you for a relationship. You know what I'm saying? And
mm-hmm.
then somebody may start thinking, well, you know, we're great friends. We like to do a lot of stuff together. We don't infringe on each other's time. We know how to be apart. But the sex is good, too. So if we can do all of that, why don't we just be in a relationship? And you want to avoid that. So you got to make sure that y'all's friendship is a strong one, or you could mess it up.
Okay. All right, I understand that. Wait 1 second. Don't hang up. Pause.
Okay.
Wait one. Everybody listen to me. You got about 40 seconds to dial 347-934-0966 if you out there listening to me in www.world. If you want to be a part of the K100 after party, I'm going to have about a 15-minute real brief after party for this episode. Call 347-934-0966, and the show will continue to go on. Hopefully, if Blog Talk doesn't cut me off like it did last night, you bastard. 347-934-0966, and we can be a part of the after party. We can clear up this whole issue about Shay sticking a thermometer up a man's ass. What the fuck?
Shay! Really?
We'll get into that. We're going to get into that in the after party. Shay stuck a thermometer up a dude's ass. I've got to clear that whole shit up.
Wow.
Literally.
Wow.
Later, people. 347-934-0966. And you're out of time, everybody. Welcome to the K100 Internet After Party. We are not streaming live over the internet anymore. I'm going to turn the background music off. We are only, and it's only seven of us in here tonight, so I guess people, you know what I'm saying, had to go or whatever. I had about almost 30 people on the line earlier. Some of them I couldn't get to. I was trying, man, but, you know, we only got seven people, and, you know, we can't dial anybody out. I think this will fuck me up last night. I'm not going to dial anybody out because I think that's why my show got disconnected. So we got seven people on the line. LL is on the line. She's already answered her part, and she was the only person that hadn't talked. So everybody else is on the line. I'm going to open up. I see Jana, Shay, T. Lewis, L, Michigan Girl, and Keith. All of y'all mics are open. What's happening, everybody?
What's happening?
What's going on?
Hello.
I just have one question. Spell St. Shay is a sadistical motherfucker for sticking a thermometer up her dude's ass. Say I.
Let's say, if he
let her,
then hell, shit.
It don't matter, shit. Why is she, Alvina, do you want to stick a thermometer up your dude's ass?
Hell no, but I ain't into that. Maybe
Shay
might
have
got through. I don't know.
Alvina, I got my charger today. Oh, I got my charger. Thank you, Alvina.
You're welcome.
I didn't get my water bottle.
Give me a minute. It takes a minute to get to me, then I got to send it to you.
Oh, okay.
All right, Shay. Yay!
Yes, let me give my disclaimer. Y'all know I work in healthcare. Y'all know I'm a nurse, right? Okay, my man was ill. He was sick. I had to get the core temperature to know how to treat him best.
Get the fuck out of here,
wow.
Shay.
Wow.
Get the fuck out of here, Shay. I'm not buying it.
Whatever. Oh,
you
just
put it in his fucking mouth.
You couldn't take his temperature at his ear, under his tongue, something, under his armpit.
Jesus, what is
was
stick the thermometer in his ass?
Stone. She wanted to make sure that it was tight and he wasn't down under. And she was trying to get his temperature.
No. She did just what she said she wanted to do earlier. She just wanted to be able to say she stuck something up his ass.
Uh-oh.
That's what she
said. Wow.
Well, you know how it would be both since I once saw, ain't nothing going in my ass. No. I was like, okay, all right, you talking all that shit. Watch, I bet y'all get something in there.
You wanted to see if the whole thing was going to slip in and fall all the way in.
Do you hear this sadistic shit? She's sitting here talking about some, okay, all right. She's plotting. She plotted to stick something up this guy's ass the whole time. This is my problem with you, Shay. You sadistical, crazy woman. You just plotting.
I
want to
know how Shay would have treated him if that thermometer would have went in too easy. How you would have treated him then?
Tell me, get up and go.
She would have walked him in the head.
You would have said shit.
One more time, and then you can go.
Not what you would have said. It's a fucking thermometer. It can fit up anybody's ass. It's fucking the size of a straw. It's a fucking thermometer.
It can't fit up mine.
Yeah, you're right.
I'm scared of that.
You're right. You may be scared of it, but it'll fit up that motherfucker, I guarantee. You know what I'm saying?
I can hide it between my butt cheeks.
I guarantee. Shay, you are a twisted, sadistical
woman. So I was like, okay, you want to stick something in my ass? Let me stick something in your ass. That's what started.
Whoa.
So you got him first when he was sick.
Whoa.
You got him first when he was sick. That's messed up.
I mean, first of all,
what round of applause? She get a round of applause for that.
No, she get this for that. First of all, you just because he wanted to fuck you in the ass. Okay, did you say no?
At the time, I did. He kept on talking about something. It ain't gonna hurt. I was like, how you know it ain't gonna hurt?
Did he fuck you in the ass, Shay?
Not that time, but later.
Yeah, I'm about to say eventually. Yes.
It's so Shay. It hurt, right?
Version. He's the only guy I ever had anal sex with.
Okay, so it hurt, and you just wanted to get some revenge, right?
No,
that's what it sounded like to me.
Yeah, that's
exactly. No, she did it before he did it to her.
Yeah, because he kept on talking about, oh, it ain't gonna hurt. See, what's the big deal? So I was like, well, if it ain't no big deal, let me just take your little temperature, just a little bitty thermometer. It ain't gonna hurt.
Oh, so tit for tat then. Okay.
So he was lighting that booty.
He was so scared that it was lighting that booty.
So I was like, okay.
Because what it sounds like to me is a compromise. This is what it sounds like. It sounds like Shay was willing to have anal sex with him, providing he was less willing to do that one teeny, weeny little thing. That's what it sounds like to me.
That little teeny weeny little thing, putting something sticking at the moment of my ass, that's you calling that a teeny weeny little thing?
I'm saying it from her perspective, dog.
The thermometer is a teeny weeny little thing, but the mental behind it is
exactly.
Not.
Exactly. Exactly. Nope. And she wanted to know if he would just buck a little bit. She was already going to be willing. That's what I think.
You smoking in?
Like, okay, if he let me do this, then I'll go ahead and, you know.
Oh, Lord.
That's what I think. I don't think I would have done it, though. I'm sorry. You would have had to put it in my
head. I would just say, let me fuck you in the ass, Shay. Let me stick my dick in your ass. Let me try it. It's lubing up, baby. Let's try it.
OMG.
Let me try it.
How rude is that?
Not literally like that, but still.
It ain't going to hurt or whatever. You ain't going
to
let me
do all that.
Booty.
It's going to hurt because that is made for exit only. I'm going to test it on top of mine and say, do not enter. Or maybe enter at your own risk. I'm going to put that on there. Enter at your own risk.
I love it.
Wow.
This is ridiculous. This shade.
That might be my next tattoo.
Get a new lash.
Jenna.
Yeah, what's up?
Jenna, we know white girls like to take it up the ass more. We know that, Jenna. Since we know that, Jenna. Since we know that y'all got the one-ups on the sisters because y'all like to take it up the ass more.
What?
I'm almost betting that you're not an ass person, Jenna.
Is that true, Jenna?
Yes, Jenna. We know it's true. We don't have to answer that question. He's just being funny. We know what it is.
No, I'm not.
Y'all swallow and take it up the ass. Jenna.
What was that? Y'all swallow and take it up the ass, Jenna. What? Okay.
Do you take it up the ass? I didn't hear it. Do you take it up the ass? You like it up the ass?
I don't like it. No.
It's been years.
It's been years, actually, because of it. Oh, I don't even want to go in there. Oh, that's how my second son was born. That's how my second son was born. I'm gonna tell you why, because he was supposed to just stay in that one area, and he wandered off for 5 seconds, and 9 months later.
Let me get this straight. He was only supposed to fuck you in the ass, but then he stuck it in your pussy, and then you got pregnant.
Yeah.
Right. Wow.
Well, and my.
And that was a drunken, fucked up night. We weren't even on the bed. We were on the floor.
Oh, indeed. What about after you weren't drunk anymore?
Sometimes. The floor is good sometimes. I'm just saying.
It's other than them coffee burns. Ooh, you get coffee burned.
No, we laid up. Sometimes. At least we laid out a blanket, shit.
Oh, well, hell, that's what happened.
Well, you know what? You have drunk that, because if you was, you wouldn't have been able to lay out the blanket. You would have just got to it on the floor.
Uh-huh.
And you would have rug burns on your ass.
Ugh.
I just can't believe the nerve of Shay, the nerve of her.
I want to know if anybody has ever lost their virginity twice.
What the hell?
Like when you wait a long time.
No, it was not like you fucked. You've had kids and everything. You know what I'm talking about.
I don't.
No,
I don't either.
You have sex and you bleed. It ain't period.
I love my every time I have
blood
sex. I don't bleed though.
I've had some women with some real shallow, they might have some kind of issue, maybe
fibroids or something, you know, sex is rigorous and they start bleeding.
Ow.
Yeah, I've had that happen. Yeah.
It's like I lose mine every time I have
a real big dick.
Yeah, I've had that happen. Yeah. I know a woman who did that, and I was like, "Man, you on your fucking period?" And she was like, "No, the fuck I'm not," and blah blah. And it was the fact that she had fibroids. You know what I'm saying? And it was like, you know what I'm saying? It's like, you know what I'm saying? It made it bleed. Yeah.
Ew.
So, yeah. I had that happen to me.
Mother.
How the fuck is that
mother.
Nasty? Like I knew she was going to bleed. You know what I'm saying?
You kept beating it after you saw it. Like I
said,
like
well, first of all, I didn't see it after I turned on the lights and blood was all over the fucking place. So I was like, oh shit,
you're on your fucking period.
She's like, no, the fuck I'm not. You know what I'm saying? And so she was like, she didn't know what happened, and she had went to the doctor because she's like, I know I'm not on my period. My period ain't due for 2 weeks. And she went and she had fibroids. So that's actually happened. Yeah.
That happened to me too. I was like, whoa.
Right.
I kept smelling something like metal. When I was like, what is that like?
I was
going to
say,
because
most times you can smell blood. It smells like iron.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I did. That's why I actually started. Like, I stopped, and I was like, man, it just felt funny. I mean,
blood, I'm sure it don't feel like.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it don't feel like pussy juice. It sure don't.
You know what I'm saying? So I stopped, and I was like, what the fuck? And I was like, man, and I looked. I could see it a little bit in it because it was like a small, dim light. And I was like, man, it looked like blood. And I was like, man, you on your fucking period. I got mad at first. I was like, man. You know what I'm saying? Because I was like, I really don't
like. Man, you should have called me because I would have put a towel down.
I would have said, suck my dick, motherfucker. That's what I would have said. Give me some fucking head. God damn it. That's what the fuck I would have said.
You just would have said, turn over, let me hit the back. That's all you would have said.
No, I would have said, suck my dick. That's what the fuck your mouth made for. Your mouth is made for
you
that one
said
kind
you
of
got
fuck.
Ass. Turn over.
Nah. I'm good
that
with getting
not
the
what
head.
Our mouth is made for.
Yeah, that's what the fuck is made for. But that
no,
one we got.
Oh, nasty. That's
this
why I can't see.
You ain't this motherfucker really. Are you talking to me? Are you talking about Nasty Key?
I'm not nasty.
Face Queen. Fuck out of here.
What's so nasty about that? There's nothing nasty about that.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what your mouths are made for.
Maybe
for me to sit on. For me
that's
to sit
what
on.
But that's what my mouth made for. That's what the hell yours is made for. Period.
Well, hey, you know, I don't have no problem using it for that purpose.
All right, then. So, well, we have this discussion. You know what I'm saying? What is the point of this exchange?
Wow.
You
know
what
I mean? Play Pinocchio. I'm going to sit on your face and let you tell me a story.
Ooh.
You might reach around and goddamn cock my leg up and stick a thermometer up my ass. I don't know what the fuck. Kill your ass. Fuck you up, Jay. You better be glad that wasn't me. You thought I was an abusive ass nigga at that point. You know what I'm saying? Kick the shit out your ass.
What's wrong? You done pushed me in my eye. Y'all are just awful. Awful. I'm glad I'm a good girl.
Where'd me too? I'm glad I ain't up there lightning about the strike.
For real.
I am a good,
all right,
good
everybody.
Girl.
I hope I don't cut off. Keisha is trying to get me to dial her in. I only got 15 minutes anyway, so I'm going to attempt it. If we get cut off, I'm sorry. I only have 15 minutes for the after party tonight anyway. But I'm going to try it one more time, and then I know that's the culprit that did us in last night.
Uh-oh. Sorry.
Dead in the middle of my story.
Right. Sorry, Jana. It's my fault.
Uh-oh. Hold up.
Hey.
Ah, we work.
Hey.
If everybody gets... Damn it, man. My switchboard disappeared. I hope y'all don't get cut off. Hello?
Hello.
Are y'all here?
Yeah.
Y'all here?
Yeah, we're here.
So every time I do that, my
game's out here.
So I don't know if I'm getting cut. If I get cut off, then I get cut off. I don't know what to tell y'all.
We'll just take roll call and you can find out who all's here.
But hey, one quick thing I want to say about the temp sex though, about something that I heard that Keisha and Keith said. I think what it is that with women, what's funny with y'all is that something that makes totally perfect sense, y'all will go against it because that's not what y'all want to do. And I think the fact that y'all understand the concept or whatever it is, doesn't matter, but just in case, just for this particular point, is temp sex. It's like, oh, he said something stupid. And the fact is, he really ain't even got to talk, really. All he got to do is make you nut, really. But y'all just don't want him to say nothing stupid.
But the thing is, you can't even get to that point. Like, you can't even get to the point where he can make you nut if he's doing stupid stuff before that, because that's a turnoff.
Exactly.
Some things are just a turnoff. So it's like, I can't even get to the point to have just some regular old temp. And I don't even want to chance it. It's like, if I lay down with you, and then it's like, you're supposed to be my temp partner. And that shit, I'm like, man, get the fuck out of here. I done wasted about 5 pussy miles on you.
What is a pussy mile, Key? What the fuck?
However many minutes it takes.
Okay.
That's all you got to do, about 5 minutes.
Hey, I'm gonna let y'all have a temp sex conversation because I can't even really input on that one.
Well, go ahead. What do you feel about temp sex, Michigan girl?
I don't do it.
What do you mean you don't do it?
It's different for women. It's different for women, though, for real.
I guess I just can't have sex with just random people, even if it's going to be
5 times.
It is random people. You can't say it's not because you said you can't do it no more than 5 times. So what happened next time?
Maybe
with another person
5 times. With your definition, I don't have temp sex.
Exactly.
But I mean, that's just me because honestly, I always had sex with people I was in relationships with. I just got, by your definition, probably a cut buddy. You know, since I've gotten in Atlanta. So, I mean, I was always the one in a relationship. If we weren't in a relationship, you ain't getting none unless one night I dip back with an ex. But that wasn't always a good idea because then they'd be wanting to get back together. So I'd just be
That's
in a job like pizza for a while. And then until I find somebody I wanted to be in a relationship with. So I don't really have an input on temp sex.
Hey, and when it's good, when you know what you got. Hey, you just don't start saying that.
I ain't mad at that.
I wasn't trying to rack up the pussy miles or put my whole threshold numbers up. My numbers is low, and I like to keep them that way, so I'm choosing about
Thank
who
you.
I have sex with.
Thank you, Avina. Thank you. That's the whole thing.
And you know what? There ain't nothing wrong with that because my mileage is extra low. I'm like a brand-new motherfucking whip over here.
You like a
Your asshole,
like.
Ain't.
Oh, my goodness. She said it's been years. It's been refurbished.
She didn't put it under warranty. It's back under warranty. She all good.
I put extended warranty on it.
Tisha, don't worry about this temp sex thing because it's not for everybody.
It's not. And,
if you're not going to enjoy it, why even do it?
I said you need to enjoy it. I said you need to be attracted to the person. They need to be cool or whatever, but it's just not meant
to
be.
Yeah, exactly.
We're talking about mentally. If she's not with him sex, then even if the sex is good, she might not really enjoy it if she's not mentally with him sex.
I understand that.
Sometimes your sex might turn into a cup buddy.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I did
for about 2 damn years.
Well, if it does, it does. You know?
But, hello,
motherfucker.
Your friends would benefit.
Yeah, go ahead, Keisha.
Thank you.
Okay.
Look, I have a prime example. Tonight, my homeboy's in town from down south, and he's trying to come by. But I know his style. I know he ain't nobody to try to be with or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And even we had sex before, and I really wasn't all that satisfied. I can let him come by, and I can try to get it in, but seriously, I don't feel like it's going to happen. So where should I go from there? Just let me try and get it in just because I'm frustrated or just don't even bother answering the phone?
Answer the phone. Answer the fucking phone. Answer the phone, Keisha.
What's he going to say that?
Answer the phone. You already fucked him. Wait, stop, stop. No. She already fucked him, and she said it was.
It wasn't that good. It wasn't that good.
It might be better.
It could be better.
Right.
Could have been nerve. Could have been nerve.
That's the thing about it.
And plus, but you're not putting no more miles on the pussy, so.
Well, that's true. You already put them. You ain't had no extra miles, so.
That's
what
I'm saying.
You had miles. You had miles.
But you ain't. No, you ain't. Though, do you want to be somebody
that's self-sufficient? You're not raising. Listen, no. You're not raising a whole threshold any, but you add miles on the pussy per.
Well, okay, you ain't adding no whole. You ain't raising the whole threshold.
You ain't adding your numbers.
Right.
Right.
You ain't
so
increasing no numbers,
again.
So.
Don't try it again, Keisha. Don't try it again.
Y'all sit here talking to girls. Y'all all getting fucked on the regular, probably. All y'all motherfuckers sit here talking about some no. Y'all probably just got off a dick last night. Y'all motherfuckers. Y'all selfish motherfuckers. Y'all don't understand her pain. Do that, Keisha.
No, I don't, Lou.
Damn.
Right. Damn it. I do, baby. I do. Get it in. Do it. Answer the fucking phone.
Keisha, I got a question for you. Would it
all
be
right.
different if you wasn't in Panama City?
I think it would be different if I was in Panama City because I really feel like around here there are just no options. That's what I feel like. I feel like I would have more options anywhere else I go. Any place else I've ever lived, any place else I've ever visited, it's like you got to spray them off with some getaway spray.
I said that in the synopsis. Your demographics and where you at, and I said that in the synopsis of that show,
right.
that is a big part of why people may have this particular problem and why this may benefit some people. Because of your demographic and where you at may be a reason why you may have a need to use tip sex. Key, of course, doesn't feel that way. She's up here in Atlanta, Georgia. It's 1 million black people. You feel what I'm saying? Guys
exactly.
with jobs,
and
look, choice, options, and all that shit.
I only want two rooms so I can come up there, and we're going to just tear up the town. That's what we're going to do.
You might need to take a true trip to death in the fall.
I mean, Tallahassee ain't nothing but two. Ain't even 2 hours away. I mean, I'm just saying.
Yeah, no.
You might need to walk around.
Anytime I've been to either of those places, it's always turned out okay. But
for the
dolphin,
nigga. Go to dolphin. Shit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That festival coming up.
I'm just saying, man. My whole thing about it is, y'all, everybody's talking all that. Everybody's telling her what and what not to do, but all of y'all probably getting some. You feel what I'm saying? So y'all ain't getting it, y'all can't understand.
Like
you feel me? If y'all ain't getting it, y'all can't understand unless y'all ain't getting it. Period. Everybody on the phone probably.
I can understand. Shut your mouth. You don't know what people get.
Don't try it. See it. Hey, hopefully it'll be better.
Impossible.
What you mean?
I understand, Keisha. Don't worry about it. It's not
okay.
that serious.
Thank you.
I understand.
You don't understand.
The thing is, it wasn't that serious. It really wasn't that serious. I can hold out. I mean, I'm standing here with my best friend now, and she can tell you I'm not the type to just be frustrated and horny and pissed off. But this last dude that was just a major fail, he just pissed me the hell off. Like, seriously,
well,
how you
want
to get me good and wet, and then you come. Black man, you better take that elsewhere. That's how I feel about it. I think that's what it is.
Are you still on that guy?
And then and it's not what you want it to be. That's what pissed me off. And I mean, dude got a handsome dick.
That dick is bad. It ain't even worth nothing.
Wow.
Exactly. He need to cut it off and donate it to science because he don't need it no more.
Why are you still talking about this guy? Why is this guy still a topic of discussion? You moved
he
on.
He must have been really bad.
Did you really like him or something?
Then she messed around and got some old baby ass.
Exactly.
You got the appetite for something. When you be hungry, you like, man, I really want me some crab legs right now. Then you go get some. They taste nasty. Yeah, that type of disappointment.
That's exactly what it is. That's why you go to the fridge and you want some juice and ain't no juice in there, or it's a little drop of juice, half a cup, half a glass.
Right.
And you piss off because all you got is a little
bottle in there and you piss off.
Because it's having you quench your thirst.
Oh my God.
I'm thirsty around here.
Yeah, I guess Kobe didn't score 20 that night. Oh, well.
I don't even understand why Keisha is dwelling on that. Why is Keisha dwelling on that? That was how long ago, Keisha?
It was about a month ago, but I'm not dwelling on it. I'm just saying that's where it started. That's where the frustration began. I had no issues with sex, no issues with being halfway celibate, whatever the case may be. I had no issues with it because I was just going through life, living life, doing my thing. And then I get a little taste, and it pissed me off. So now I'm like, somebody got to satisfy me right about now, or I'm going to be pissed off a little longer. I'm tired of being pissed off. I'm sorry, my battery is not working no more.
Well, it better be pissed off than pissed on hours.
I do sympathize because I hate seeing a chick, or I had an experience with a chick. She was fine as all get out, but Coochie was just horrible. It was just like, oh, no. You just need practice.
Tell me, T. Lewis, how was the pussy horrible?
But see, the thing, T. Lewis, you were able to bounce right back, right? It wasn't like you had to go months and months without being satisfied after that.
You don't have to go months and months without being satisfied, Keisha. You choosing to do that.
Yeah.
No, I'm not. At this point, no, I'm not. But the thing is, where to do that? I mean, I was at an event tonight, and I swear to you, it wasn't a man in the house. And the men that were there were old. They were old, and they were ushers.
Did you go to church?
No, I didn't go to church.
You wrong for that, Blue.
Okay. I went from the prayer group, man.
All up in church looking for. Maybe you should go to church. That's what they say. All the good motherfuckers.
No, they're not.
Hey, whoa! Wait a minute. Why y'all jumping down my throat?
But you can't find a priest in church from the pastors on down. Pastors on down.
Yeah, she may want to go to church and find something. I'm pretty sure.
You get some temp dick in there all day.
And then y'all go to the altar and pray.
Of course. There is a side effect of you going to hell for going to church looking for some dick. Of course, you got to worry about that part. You know what I'm saying? But other than that, Keisha, it's no problems at all. Go, by all means, go to church looking for dick. Please.
Well, she can go and just get saved. And go to church.
Well, meet them outside of church. Then it won't be so bad. So meet them like Monday.
You still got hell for it either way. Whatever.
Listen to that one, please.
What? I know, hey. I mean, it'd be plenty of times I'd be like, Lord, I hope he don't kick combat while I'm about to swallow this nut. But I'm going to hell. I'm going to hell with a mouthful of corn.
Oh, man.
But it's got to go. No better way to go. If you must go, go with a mouthful of nuts. Fuck it.
No, I want them to be going with a mouthful of mine, not vice versa.
Yeah.
How you going to stand up at the gate with your mouth full? I can't explain nothing.
How you going to stand up at the gate with a thermometer up somebody's ass, Shay? How you going to do that? What if you came back right then, motherfucker?
I was checking his temperature. He was sick.
Yeah.
That's Thank you.
You know what? Whatever. Well, everybody, I gave you all 30-minute after party, and it was good, but I got to log off and hang up now, okay?
Have fun. Okay.
All right. Thanks, everybody, for hanging around. Thanks for tuning in. I'll catch y'all next week. Later.
All right.
Thanks for the advice.
Bye.
No thermometers. No thermometers up the ass, Shay.
Unless they're really sick.
Bye.
I gotta listen to this show.
I'm picking up.